Blog Talk Radio.
Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
All right, everybody, good afternoon. It is October 28th, 2013, Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. Thank you for tuning in. And y'all know we had some good racing this weekend, and we're going to have to get to it. Let me tell y'all about some things that's going on around the country. First and foremost, got to highlight, you know, the next Grudge Inc. race. The next Grudge Inc. race will be held in Tampa, Florida. You know, first time going to Tampa, Florida, we got a new member that's coming on board with Grudge Inc. He goes by the name of Scotty G. For some of y'all that know him, he's a world record holder. He will be wearing the Grudge Inc. banner. And he's done that. He has normally been a class racer. He's making some adjustments and even maybe bringing out a new car. So look for him in 2014 as a grudge racer, Scotty G out of Florida, but also Gucci Big Low, T5, their grudge national event will be held at Sunshine Dragway, Tampa, Florida, November the 30th. Make sure you be there. We got some extremely good lock-ins. We got big time action. You know that this is a recap. The one and only Mike Hill is attempting to go against the once, I guess, the person who have just who whooped him in their last meet, Mike Stravino, two pro mods, palm trees versus the pine trees. Mike Hill lost in the last standoff. Mike Hill was coming back with some vengeance, with some momentum. So make sure all that's going down in Tampa, Florida. Come on down. It's November the 30th. The weather's getting right. Give you a chance to test a little bit for Baldur's race that's coming up a couple of weeks later at, World Street National, I can't say, in Orlando. So, make sure that you get on board and check that out. Also, coming up this weekend, Jackson, South Carolina, Michael Hill, the final, I think it's the, I don't think they call it the final hit, but it is the last race of the year, annual event, Mike Hill, Jackson, South Carolina. They got a tremendous headline event, none only than the great white himself, Cole Killer, Stevie Jackson, and Tight Man. We'll be going up against Lethal Weapon and Lil Rick, Johnny Rio Tree. And that is the race that everybody want to hear, want to know. The question is, if the great white can surpass this weekend, he will be undefeated for 2013 and almost without any trouble at all, without he will be named. It's almost like he can't. The only thing that's holding him back between being the Grudge Racer of the Year is Real Treat. If he can take the win from the Lethal Weapon car, I don't know how any votes can go any other way. And one of the people that's really hoping that Real Treat can stop the Great White is none other than the 901 Bad Boys, Rick, who has his eye on the prize of the Grudge Racer of the Year. You know, even though he's got his ass blowed out several times, he has raced all over the country. He has proved to be a racer amongst racers this year, as y'all know. Tony Bynes have lost a little luster. I think he's coming back pretty soon right now. He's in the big circle, have not been. He's not named in the top five anymore. Once I open up a couple of mics, we'll go to that to see. But the bottom line is Cold Killer is on the verge of making a perfect 2013 record, thus clinching the, at least that's my projection. You know, the vote would always be what it is. But also we got some news from that's coming out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And we want to make sure that we get that information talked about. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And let me see where it is here now. And for y'all that don't know, this weekend also, over at the Trick or Treat Halloween Gala, the 901 Bad Boy Wick had his show. And as usual, the guys, a lot of the grudging guys had trouble. I heard Wayne. Wayne said that, one pass broke his transmission. Gagne came over and, he couldn't get up. Instead of going toward the finish line, he was going toward the moon. I don't know what kind of prep they had on, but I told them guys, I told Wayne, don't bring that weak ass shit to the south. You know, you better make sure that shit's strong if you come to the south. And he did not listen. And he's looking for a transmission repair as we speak. But that being said, I got to get a couple of people on the line. Y'all bear with me 1 second so that I can make this happen. Bear with me 1 second, y'all.
Okay, hang on.
Y'all that don't know, I got to have this segment to talk about some things out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I got the track manager and operator on the line. Bunny, how you doing this evening? All right. Look like I might have lost that call. We have to get it back in a minute and see what happened. I got a couple of calls here. I got a 773-8424, your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Good evening now, Jay Bonds. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. This is your buddy Kid up here in Chicago, man. What's going on?
Shoot, Kid, man, you tell me, man. What's the weather like up that way? How you looking?
Oh, well, shit, it's turning a little cooler, but it was got in the mid-50s today. It was all good for this time of year.
Okay, what did you hear? I mean, did any racing going up that way?
No, not really. I have to tune in to the racing that's going on down there. You know, it's just about to came to a close up this way.
Kid, do you know that the Dunye and Wayne came down to Memphis?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Dunye came down and got whooped, and Wayne broke a trance or something. Yeah, I was getting bits and pieces. Dunye got whooped by the 901 Bad Boys again.
Yeah, so, but it's something about now all I heard was I hadn't got the whole story yet, and you know we're gonna find out a little bit about it in a minute. But is it that Dunye can't whoop the 901 Bad Boys, or they can't beat him in his house?
They probably can't beat him in the 901 Bad Boys house. You know, it's kind of hard to whoop a man at home. So you have to take him to a neutral court and whoop him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We have been, this is the second time that we.
Yeah, that's
true. That's the second time.
That is true. Well, like I said, if you get him on neutral grounds, he stands a chance of whooping him.
What would you consider neutral ground?
I would say anywhere. I mean, Macon and Jackson, any of them places. You know, the 901 boys, the bad boys, they're comfortable at home. They're real fancy.
I have to go along with you on that. That's who I got here. I got a 202 number.
Get them on.
Huh?
I said, get them on. I'm listening.
Let's see what we got here. 202-9418. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Are you there? All right. I go 773. 773-7399. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
Well, let me ask you this. I got you. I know you're just listening. Why can't Dunye put the 901 Bad Boys in Holly Springs?
It's not the fact that he can't whoop them, Jay. Come on, I'm quite sure you were there. Somebody was there. Y'all saw the man blew his tires off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So now I heard two different reports. I heard one that the car did a wheel spin, and then I heard one that he blew the tires. Did anybody know what happened for real?
Well, you know, as far as I heard, he blew the tires off. So I'm going to stick with Dunye. I like Witt, but Dunye's my man. Of course, you know who you talk to. You just pulled me out of the bushes, Jay. But it's okay.
So now let me ask you one other question. So you
think
the next time there in Holly Springs, are you going to bet? Are you going to bet?
I'm sorry.
The next time that Dunye is in Holly Springs running in 901 Bad Boys, are you going to bet with Dunye?
Oh, I'm going to stick with home. Yes, sir. I'm going to stick with home, no doubt about it.
All right. I'm gonna put you back on mute for a minute
okay.
Let me catch one of these.
All right,
I still have a special guest that I got to bring on tonight real quick. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Let me see if she's on. Bonnie, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. The we were talking earlier, and first of all, how's everything going? How's the racing business going?
Well, it's a tough industry, that's for sure. Especially when it rains every weekend. I just kind of wanted to thank everybody for their support, you know, coming down. You know, I moved here 3 days later. You know, my husband went to ICU and died in April. And there was
a
lot of people
that... For the people that don't know, tell them what track you operate.
Hub City Raceway.
And that's the same location where they have the famous Mardi Gras.
That's where the famous Fat Tuesday is held.
Exactly. So you were saying that you owe a lot of thanks to people for helping you out. I mean, what is it like so far, Michigan?
I'm sorry, Jay.
No, I'm saying, what has it been like lately since you've been operating the track?
I think we've had good support. There was a lot of stereotype personalities I think we had to overcome. When I first got there, I did a lot of walking, a lot of listening, a lot of talking to people, and I really tried to fix things that people were complaining about. You know, they were saying the track prep wasn't good or the racetrack shut down early or, you know, things like that. And I've really tried to stay open when we say we're open and, I've brought in some different things to get the track prep on target, and I haven't heard any of those complaints recently, so I think we've fixed those issues as best we could, and we try to stay open and not close early on people.
Yeah. Right now, so coming up in 2014, you have 2013, you're claiming success. You have people to come out and support you. You have had it's a big facility. You had to gain the support of your local people. Now, so what are we to look forward to in 2014?
Well, I've been talking to some different people about what we want to do in 2014, and I think I want to get on the bandwagon with the Battle of the Belt type thing that we talked about earlier. I'm going to try to run some bracket races. Scott Taylor is going to facilitate a Friday night. I don't know if he's on. He can tell you about it. But basically a no-prep race where we race from the finish line forward. So there's no glue. And then we'll have some grudge racing going on with that. And I'm open to,
ideas. We've been doing that in Macon. It's very successful. We call that street night, and we went from the opposite end, a quarter mile or eighth of a mile. And is that a similar thing that, matter of fact, if Greg is on, I want to mash the one button so he can tell us about it. But I can tell you that has been a successful thing in Macon. We do what we call street night every Friday. And, and it does two things. One, it brings the guys out of the street. And two, it gives you that real good way street feel. And we do it with a hand drop. You know, obviously we have the same emergency personnel there. But, and it is in Macon now, it does very well. So is that the plan?
That is the plan. I'm sorry?
I'm looking for Scott.
That is the plan. Whether we do it weekly, monthly, I'm not sure. We're going to try it. I believe Scott scheduled it for November 7th for the first one.
Okay.
And we'll just kind of see how that goes. He was telling me about it, and it sounds like a lot of fun. And, we are a college town. It might even get some of the kids off the street.
Definitely. Now, also... you're taking on the Battle of the Belts. In other words, Grudge Inc. is teaming up with Hattiesburg. Y'all will be doing for right now, all the plans to come out a little later, where the track will have a Grudge Inc. belt, and the winner of the Hattiesburg Grudge Inc. belt will be the champion until the next event, until he has to come back and defend it at the facility. That's correct. Now, that's going to really do a lot, I think, for the local guys. It's going to be, and all the Grudge guys are going to help support it. They're going to push it hard. They're trying to make sure that they're going to try to push it hard to make sure that you get some good support. I know you have a lot of races. For example, is Don Mack one of the guys out of your area?
He is in our area. Yes, he is.
You know, and Don Mack, you know, was the Grudge Racer of the Year, 2012. And if he frequents your track, I know that's going to be set something. You know, Don Mack is a heavy competitor, so look forward to that. I was still hoping to get Scott on. So far, I hadn't seen his number anywhere, and I want him to talk about some stuff that we got coming up. Bernie, maybe if you can send him a text. Because as this show gets going, he ain't going to have no time to talk. I was trying to let him in before we pick up speed.
I don't know. I just got a new phone. I don't know if I can text without losing you.
Well, I'm going to try to get him. I don't know.
You want to try to dial his number? You may give me his number, Jay?
No, I got it. And let me try to get him on, because that would be... he would be one that we would want to talk to and let him know what's coming up before we get too far. Let's see. And what's Scott's name?
Scott Taylor.
Scott Taylor, for y'all that don't know Scott Taylor, he's a Grudge Racer out of the Mississippi area. And if we can get him on this phone, you know, we got some plans. I'm going to try to dial him up now if he cannot get him.
Miss Bonnie.
Yes.
Would you happen to know off the top of your head the date for Fat Tuesday?
Hang on, then I can get that for you. It's the last week of February and the first week of March.
Okay, the last week of February.
I guess it would start the 27th of February up till Tuesday, March the 11th.
All right. Oh, you mean March 1st?
I'm sorry?
March 11th or March 1st?
March the 11th. I'm sorry. March 1st.
Oh, okay,
double vision.
That was a whole lot of days in between.
Till the first Tuesday in March. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you much.
Well, but we did get, I do have Scott Taylor on. Everybody, this is Scott Taylor of Hattiesburg Dragway. Scott, how you doing?
Good. How you doing tonight?
Scott, listen, we were been speaking with Bonnie. She was telling us that we got a lot of new things coming up for the end of this year as well as next year. And she was telling us about the exciting street-end racing. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you got going on?
Yes, sir. We're going to do a no-prep race on the 15th. We're going to the race will start from the opposite end of the racetrack in the shutdown area. Like I say, it'll be a no prep. It's going to be a street car. We're going to call it the King of the Street. And there will be a payout, a $50 entry fee, if you want to race in the class. But there's also, if you just want to grudge race, just be $20 to grudge race and a $10 spectator. And a lot of guys are already interested in it. And I'm getting phone calls. I've probably done got 15 or 20 calls a night, so I think it's going to turn out pretty good.
Well, I can tell you, Scott, over here in Macon, we do what we call street night. We were doing it every Friday night, and it has been a tremendous boost to the bottom line of the business, and they get a lot of guys to come out. And we also use the bottle. We do hand drop, and I mean everybody come out. You know, we got more grandmama's cars and everything. I mean it'd be, and then we've had some pretty big names. Willie Dog has came over with his race car and raced and won. So the street night is a popular thing over here. That's what we call it, street night. We also have a street night Facebook. Now, so on Facebook, how are you promoting this on Facebook?
Just all over all the groups and stuff on Facebook, NTZ, Gulf Coast Racing. It's all the groups on Facebook, just spreading around the word. And like I say, all these car clubs are meeting up at Sonic and the mall, and these guys are going and racing on the street. I mean, even the guys down in New Orleans are racing on the street, and that's what we're trying to give everybody a place to race, meet up, hang out, and a good place to race.
Well, I think, you know, it's always better to race at a facility that the safety is going to be considered. I know you're going to have fire and ambulance services there, and it's a real street race. You know, nothing. It's unprepped in a sense, the same way that the street is not prepped. I mean, I guess are you going to let them bring their own prep if they want to?
If they want to bring their own prep, they can't actually spray it on the surface, but they can if they want to do burnouts and VHT and all that. But as far as actually prepping the track, we're not going to do. We're not going to spray anything on it, but like I say, they can do anything they want to do as far as burnouts and stuff like that.
Well, listen, now, also, the breaking news. Tell me about the breaking news about this new radio, this new Grudge Inc. Hattiesburg radio show. Tell me about that. That is breaking news. Now, I don't know how Barney was able to hold this back so long. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, sir. Starting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we're going to get several of the local guys on, Sylvester,
okay.
And we got several guys that are going to come on and see if we can get some races put together and lined up. Things have sort of been idle here at Hub City Dragway, and we're about to start promoting it again and get some guys to come from out of town, and we're going to see if we can start putting on a show again like it used to be.
Well, I know Sylvester is that red hot?
Yes, sir. We're scheduled to line up between my car and his at the next event we have. We're going to get together, and we got a good race coming up. We are 2-2, so it's going to be a heck of a show.
Well, I know Sylvester is going to make your radio show off the chain. Got to be for everybody now. The Hub City radio show will come on at 8 o'clock Central Time. So that'll be 9 o'clock Eastern Time for the guys that's off the East Coast. So, so this show is going to be, again, I want everybody to see that Hub City is stepping it up, and it's going to make this a true Grudge track. Now, what else do you have planned for that through the end of the year? Is there anything else that we can look forward to Hub City?
Well,
go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm sorry. We're looking at doing some bracket races with the help of Scott. Scott's going to help me put some of those together. We're going to try, because it at one time was a massive bracket track, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Heads Up Super Series that we tried this year, but it got rained out 6 times in a row, and it wasn't, 30%. It was 80 to 100% every time, so I don't know if that would have worked or not. I mean, so we'll throw a little bit of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some Grudge races booked with Mississippi Joe already. I don't know if I can say yet, but I'm hoping to book one with Pro Stock Joe February the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, I think that's fine. I'm looking forward to the February race with Mississippi Joe myself. I mean, I know you got that coming up. I think that's going to be a good thing. With Pro Stock, I know it's not official, but in my book, I already wrote it down in ink, so you know, we're moving on with that. Okay. Now, to put y'all into the loop, you know, this weekend we had some Scott and brother, we had some racing in Holly Springs. 901 Bad Boys hosted their trick-or-treat event, and some big names were there. And they, I was told that y'all, you know, these are names you got to get used to, but White Trash out of Detroit, Michigan, had to pay the punk out to the 901 Bad Boys. And Danye, Fade to Black, Chi-Town Most Wanted. Also, both of those are Grudge Inc. governors that went down to Holly Springs and took an L either through, it's just sad. I don't know. Kid, help me out with this. It's hard for me to talk about it. But either way, they did.
Both of them had catastrophic failure.
But it put money in the 901 Bad Boy Bank. So I have to, you know, acknowledge that. So pretty much, you know, we'll be on talk a little bit. But also, Scott and Bunny, there's a big race coming up. It's the year-end finale at Jackson, South Carolina. Mike Hill is coming up November the this Saturday, matter of fact, November the 2nd. And a lot of guys are on talking about that. Are y'all going to get a chance to come over? Bunny, there'll be a nice time to come over and meet and shake hands and talk to people and get a chance to share a little love. Can we count on y'all coming that way, Bunny or Scott?
Is that this Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday we got the union finale, you know, Mike Hill in Jackson, South Carolina. Is that something that you think you can make? Now, that's going to be a play that you really want to rub elbows and politic and shake hands and kiss babies because who's a
Yeah, who? And I tried to do that. I went to Alabama to Mike Hill's race, I guess, a month ago. And
uh-huh.
I tried to talk to a lot of the governors and a lot of people there to get some things set up for 2014. But I have an ATV race scheduled for Saturday, but I'm making it coverage where that kid come over there.
Yeah, well, I'll
be in South Georgia at a big bracket race over there, but we definitely will get together and get the schedule and start making plans on making some of y'all's events and so we can get to know everybody.
Well, listen, I got the man of power on the line right now. He goes by the name of 901 Bad Boy Wick. Wick, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jay. How y'all doing? How you doing, Bunny? Scott?
You hear that Bunny is trying to first, let me tell you, I let everybody know that you kind of had a field day on the Good Deep guys. I heard that you picked up money from the Governor Wayne and from Governor Danye. What happened on that week? I mean, what happened on that week? Why is it that? Huh?
Wayne was trying to go, you know, he was trying to get the car fixed. We were trying to help him get the car fixed. He fixed one problem, had another problem, you know. He had problems with his transmission. He broke the rear end first, you know. He was trying to go, but, you know, he had to pay the lockup. He couldn't go. You know, like I said, Danye couldn't really get down the track. He made a couple of decent hits. He was wheeling and knocking the tires off. And, you know, I really wasn't bothering him because, you know, he wasn't making a decent hit. And then he put the wheelie bars on. He made a pretty good hit, Jay. He made a pretty good hit.
Uh-huh.
And he came at me. We want some action. You know me. I want some action, you know. I gave some action. And like I said, he didn't make the trip. You know, he ended up blowing him off or something. I don't think he could have stayed there if he would have made the trip, though. King Kong, we had a slingshot on that thing.
Oh, man.
And it was running pretty good.
That's the second time that Dungay done fell over there, isn't it?
Yeah. He'd have to bring him a set of radios next time. He'd probably work a little better on the radio over there than that slick. But, like I said, we had a good time. Like I said, we preparing for 14, getting ready for Fat Tuesday already, you know. And like I said, we preparing to go to battle for 14. Hopefully, be as good as 13.
I got one of your best friends on the line, and he about to blow my phone up to get you because he want to talk to you. Governor Leon, you got 901 Bad Boy Wick on.
What's up, Wick? Hey, Wick, first thing I want to say, hey, man, I had a damn good-ass time. The food was good. It was some good racing. King Kong took the win. That's the lifesaver card of the bunch. I got to give it to you. That's the wrong card to be trying to put on the market for sale, but it seems like it always come through when you want it to come through. Now, you can't whoop you in your house. You can't take power out of a car and come in the man house and expect to whoop it. When you come to your house, you got to have all your power.
I've been to his house. He came over there and he didn't have the car over there, so, you know,
right.
I couldn't run him over there.
Your house is your house. And I done seen that myself. I went down with it, but he can't whoop you at your house when you pull power out of a car and try to get down the track. But you had a good ass bitch, man.
Well,
that was a damn
all he need to do next time is just bring him a radio. He can put power in it then.
You know, I'm going to be a man, and he can do what he want to do, but if he go to your house to race you, ain't no secret in my game. I got to go with y'all. He just came with you in your house. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Now, that car roll on the radio. That car will fly on the radio. I promise him.
If you
put a radio on that car and come to Hot Springs, he'll get waved and he'll love it. He'll love that radio.
But see, you're right. But that's your house. You know, like if you come up and we tell you something, you probably going to listen to us. But when we come to your house, it ain't no. If we ain't got radio, there's no way.
When I come to your house, I'm going to bring a slip.
Right.
Hey, man, y'all quit crying out there, doggone. We doggone brought Grudge up in there. We tricked Grudge up in there and beat the shit out of him. That's all it is. Quit crying.
Like the Willie dog.
Yeah, I had to get him back. They tricked me to making. They tricked me to making, dog. I had to get him back, man.
Hey, Witt, I told you to stay on my show. I was going to simulcast you over there. You hung up on my show. Next time I see you, I'm going to hit you in the throat. Is Miss Bunny and Scott still out there? Miss Bunny and Scott still out there?
We heard
partial announcement of what's going on out there. We hope y'all good success, and we're going to all try to stick together and come over there and make sure y'all have a successful event over there and everything. But I'm going to tell you right now, though. If you round Jay Barnes and you got a Grudge Inc. shirt on, duck, because we got some joker coming in and going to try to knock his nuts off.
Hey, just remember.
And Miss Bunny, and Scott, y'all excuse us, because like I heard Jay tell y'all, we started getting real rattled and we being nice right now, but as soon as y'all get off here, we're going to act a damn fool.
We're trying to be nice while they on, but listen to this. They doing two good things that's coming up. They're gonna do a street night, and dog, you done been to street night over in Macon. How do you like that whole setup, dog? They're gonna start doing it over in Hattiesburg. What do you think about that?
Oh man, the street night over there in Macon, you know that was I was one of the inventors on that thing there, one of the innovators on that. And what we really was doing was trying to keep the guys off the street because we had so many guys out there street racing. So they got together with Jay, and they decided to do a little thing over there to try to get the guys off the street. And, man, it was a huge success, man. I loved it. But they got bigoted. Started talking trash to me, and they told me I couldn't do nothing. So I had to bring my doggone race car over there and show them I can run on the doggone unpaid road, too. I had to come over there and take over everything. But, no, that's a good thing to do, and it probably might keep a whole lot of those guys off the street, though.
Well, buddy, you
good
know,
deal,
make sure that you got tonight. You got Scott, Bunny. You got a lot of guys that's on here tonight. That's known nationally. You got Leon. You got I guess the one that we're talking to at the moment, Willie Dahl. You got also Wick. You know, you need to make sure that y'all send out a personal invitation so they can come and support some of the events you all doing. And that's what's going to help, you know, bring in your local crowd when the guys come in. So make sure you reach
out.
Yeah,
Jay, they got Big Daddy on the phone, Tyke Man, and all of them. We got people from all over. Because we simulcasting into your show, so, you know, we got a whole bunch of people from all over that's listening. So, you know, so it's a wide variety of people on the show right now.
Yeah,
well,
I'm all over the country.
Our first street night is November 7th, and I really do hope all of you will come.
Well, buddy, you said that mighty week. You said that mighty week. Maybe Scott need to try.
Go ahead, Scott.
I will get with several of y'all individually and give y'all an invite. We would love for y'all to come, and we're going to have some racing action. Y'all ain't going to want to miss, I can tell y'all that.
Hey, Scott, you got a race car, too. You got a race car, right?
Yes, sir. I call it Buck. It's one of the fastest conventional-headed small-tire cars around.
All right, now, Miss Bunny, can you hear me, Miss Bunny? Hey, hold up, Miss Bunny, can you hear me?
I can.
Put your earplugs on then, because Scott got a race car. I got to talk to him in race car language now, in Grudge language.
Let me hear
Scott,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Let me hear
him. Hey, Scott, can you hear me?
My ears are not virgins.
Yes, sir, go ahead with him.
All right, with that convention-headed, goddamn it, whatever you got over there, we're going to come over and blow your asshole, clean the snap out.
Hey, that's what I'm looking for, because I'm sitting here ready and ain't nobody to race in Hub City Dragway. I'm just sitting here idle waiting on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go over there and knock his head off with a conventional head motor.
That's what I'm talking about. We need y'all to come over. Y'all can pick up some easy money from me and come over and we'll bring a crowd.
Well, shit, if you had told us about it this weekend, we'd have left Candy and came down there. We'd have convoyed down there for Candy. And since it rained out down there, did it rain down there Sunday at y'all track?
No, we didn't have any rain.
Well, we'd have came from Candy and blowed y'all ass straight out. We'd have had a whole convoy coming down there to blow y'all ass out.
Good deal. Sound like it's going to work out good. We might get some racing done.
Oh, yeah.
These guys around here, we can 60 foot a car, and they'll go to wine and they'll load their car up and leave. Sylvester, I hate to bring him into it, but Sylvester, he's like a 60
Don't,
foot bass, and Sylvester, he'll pack up and leave.
Where Red Hot at? Get Red Hot on the phone, dog.
We're gonna bring him on tomorrow night, and I'm gonna call him, and we're gonna have him on the show tomorrow night.
Let me open Red Hot mic up. 404-3716. Red Hot, you out there?
we're gonna bring him on tomorrow night. If you guys want to come on tomorrow night, we'll have it on there tomorrow night.
Scott, that's Wednesday night.
What do you say, Bonnie?
That's Wednesday night. Today's Monday.
Okay, Wednesday night. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, y'all better change the wind, because you come on Tuesday, I'm gonna take over all the show. Jay Barnes, he paying me now to simulcast his thing so he can get some more ratings, you know, because I'm the number one show right now. I'm the dog. I want y'all to remember that. Jay Barnes paid me to simulcast over to his show so he can get some listeners.
Hey, we'll listen in and learn.
Hey, listen, this. Ever since we got this Hub City coming in, dog, I got a man I ain't heard from in a while calling in right now. He said he got to be part of this action. He got to be part of this action. Let me see.
It ain't Mike Hill.
Now, whatever hell his pretty hair ass, he need to be on the line. But this here man.
He on the phone. You know damn well he on the phone. He got his number one doggone boss man on the phone.
But let me introduce this one right here. This is out of Mississippi. He go by the name of Champ. Everybody, double
not Mississippi Joe.
Ken Candy. That's Ken Candy.
Hey, David, before Ken Candy, get on that. Hey, Ken was down there. Ken was down in Hollis Springs, man. They was out there raising hell, bought a brand new rookie down there. At first, he couldn't get the car out of the track. He tricked somebody. And later on in the Grudge match, shit, what his name is? Popo or Boo Boo or Doo Doo, whatever they call him.
Poo-poo.
Yeah. What's his
name
here, kid?
Poo-poo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, they tricked somebody down there. Shit, that old Mustang was getting the hell out there. Goddamn big kid was. I know something funny called Ken when Ken was being sneaky. He was looking real sneaky, man.
Man, you know I'm sick, dog. You know I'm still sick. I'm trying to get well, man. You know I'm still sick, that buddy.
Nah. Double Sam, you hear that? Did you hear that Scott and Bunny got some good plans for Hub City coming up here in end of the year, next year? And I know you're going to have your face in the place. What do you think?
I ain't heard anything about it, Jay. I've been kind of sick still on the weather, so I'm feeling a little bit better. I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard
I'm going to tell you right quick, but I got to tell you some other stuff, too. Now, let me tell you first off, that goddamn dirty-ass, low-down-ass 901 bad boy Wick, two grudging governors down there, Wayne and Dunye, down to damn Holly Springs and fucked them up. So, you know, he came out on top on that deal. Also, we got to tell you about the year-end finale that's going on at Jackson, South Carolina. Mike the Hitman hosting, and one of the biggest grudge races of the year is going to happen. The only person that stands between the Great White and grudge racer of the year goes by the name of Real Tree. He said he's shooting harpoons, and he got a harpoon ready for the Great White. He's going to stop him in his tracks. You know, this is the only hope.
Back on Witt said, God damn it, he the grudge racer of the year. And Witt, I'm mad. You ought to be mad anyway because Jay Bourne went in the house, God damn it. You ought to be on his ass anyway.
I'm going to cuss him out a little bit later, dog. I'll just give him a chance to run his mouth. I don't cuss his ass out.
Let me get my words out, dog. You see I'm trying to promote. You see I'm working with Mike here right now. Can I work with Mike here first? And so I'm telling y'all need to see. Wick, don't get mad because Wick got mad. Stop texting me, Wick. Wick, keep talking about, okay, let me see what it says. He's talking about, you didn't promote my race like you promote Mike's race. Okay, Wick, goddamn, you know I got to kiss Mike bad. let me do, you know. But this weekend, y'all, Ken Kennedy, Mike Hill is hosting the greatest grudge event ever, Cold Killer versus Real Tree. And, you know, it's down. If Real Tree don't stop him, he'll be undefeated 2013. So, you know, we got that going on. Then going to Hub City. Hub City have a new grudging radio show that come on Wednesdays, 8 o'clock Mississippi time. 8 o'clock Mississippi time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And it'll be hosted by Scott Taylor. He's going to bring you all the exciting news that's going on a weekly basis at Hub City. They also, Ken Kennedy, will have a street night in, street racing king of the street that will be going down on what day, Scott?
Friday nights. It's the
15th. Hey, before you get to, excuse me, I'm sorry I keep breaking in, but I've been trying to train, Jay. He's not that goddamn bright. You telling us about the goddamn show and what time it come on. You ain't told us what no goddamn number to call in on, you dumb shit.
But Scott going to tell you that. Scott going to tell you that part. Scott, tell him what time your show come on, man. But tell him what phone number to call in to.
Y'all call me by surprise. Like I say, I'm new to this, but comes on 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Let's see, man. I don't know what number to call in on. We're gonna have to learn that.
If you fall on that goddamn trash tonight, you gonna get fucked up every time you line up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
347-215-8762.
All right. Let's go. Say it one more time, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Say it one more time, Bonnie, so everybody know what number to call in.
Well, you know, actually, that might be the studio call-in. Is it the same as the studio call-in
number?
No.
That's the number. That's the number, 347-215-876. That's it. I already know what it is. Somebody just sent me a text. Goddamn it, J51 of them, and how I knew it.
Now, that's
for all y'all that don't know, to make it easy for you, that's the same number that you call for Big Clark Show. That was the number you used to call for Big Clark Show.
And also, Boom, that's the same number that you can get Boom on also.
I told you,
three,
I bring y'all like them damn bushes.
BET
just sent me that text and said, yeah, 8762, 347-215-8762. BET said, that's right.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, Mississippi time. Mississippi time, 8 o'clock.
Central Standard Time.
9 o'clock hour time.
Yeah, 9 o'clock hour time.
Central Standard Time.
No, is Mike Hill on the phone?
He on the phone.
Why he high?
He ain't hiding. I got him on probation. All right, Mike, you can talk. Go ahead.
What up, Daybon?
Mike Hill, some guys with them trucks want to know what you're going to do, man. The boys say they got about 8 trucks. They ready to do some business with you.
Yeah, I told you I matched the same thing y'all was gonna put. They gonna how many trucks they got?
They said 8.
What they want me to do? What they expecting? What they need?
I don't know. That might be just fine. They just keep calling and asking about it. So I don't know. You know, we have to get them on. We have to get them on after the show and find out what they actually want. That might be just fine. Also,
if we can do that. We'll make it help.
Okay.
Hey, Jay, what kind of trucks they got?
Oh, they got small trucks, 007. You in or you out, 007?
It's SINs and stuff like that, like we have? Small truck class?
Yeah.
Well, let me put this out here on the air. Right now.
Hey,
breaking news, I'm trying to get that little Red Riding Hood back. It's in the process. I'm just waiting till me and the guy can negotiate on a figure. And that way, you know, everybody want to step up now and run for the belt. Now, don't have me buying this truck back, putting it back together. Then everybody go back in the bushes again.
But you might be talking too fast. It might be the only reason that they stepping up because you ain't got the truck.
Well, Jay, you know me. I'm on this medicine. Doc got me on this medicine, so I can't hold it. I'm like dog. I can't hold it. I'm in the process of getting it back. I'm so close to getting it back. I want to tell you I got it, but I ain't gonna tell you that right now.
Well, let me ask you: is this the same medicine that makes your tongue hurt, or is this a different medicine?
It's the same medicine.
Hey, Jay, somebody on the speakerphone. Somebody get off the speakerphone. We got an echo. We got an echo. Somebody on the speakerphone or headphones, get off them there. You got an echo.
I may surprise the grudge world when, you know, since everybody now, it seemed like my phone was echoing, dog.
That's because somebody on that's got their phone open, got it on headphones on speakerphone, and that's why it's echoing. I hear myself echoing too.
But if somebody, you know, like I said, JJ called me about the belt. Somebody, you know, if y'all want to put it up before I get the truck, go ahead. I'll meet somebody with it. However you want to do it, I'll get it back as soon as I get the truck back. Give me something to work forward to in 2014.
I think that was that damn kids, Mike, that got the echo. Yep.
Well, it's gone now, so whoever you closed up, I told you your old damn ragged-ass show, boy, I tried to teach you everything
damn
I know.
Kid.
You ain't learned shit yet.
That damn kid, he come over here and tell me, hey, I'm going to learn something from dog show. Can I come over here? I said, all right, I'm going to put your ass on probation. You come over with that dog shit. I have to damn look at it. Put it down, Michael. That's one thing, Scott. Make sure you use your mute button correctly.
Hey, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know you're coming down in Mississippi. That's one. Scott is one of, if I'm thinking about it, it's the same guy with the Camaro. Down in Hattiesburg, you know him and Red Hot been going at it late. Now, don't you know Red Hot gonna be back on the show when you hear that Scott got a show down there now?
Oh, we already figured that out. We already got that shit going. Let me tell you this, 007. You can go ahead and tell Scott, tell Red Hot that I got a tape. Scott called him a blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to tell you what Scott called him.
Yeah, I tell you what. You can bet he gonna get it now, whether it come from me or not. There's some people listening to the show gonna call Red Hot tonight. So don't be surprised if Red Hot don't call in before the show is over.
I just
Who you like, Scott or Red Hot? Who you like?
Hey, Jay, for what I seen the last time.
007. Who you like? You said who you like, 007, Scott or Red Hot? They got a race coming up in about 2 weeks.
Man, I swear I love Scott right there, man. Scott impressed me the last time I seen him. Now, I ain't saying Red Hot can't beat him. But Scott impressed me if it's the Camaro that I seen down the WTO Camaro. This is Scott that got WTO Camaro.
That's it, bud.
It looked good.
Thank
you, man. I'm saying Red Hot can't beat him, but I'm saying that he looked good. Went straight down the track to me. I like Scott. Man, I love Scott right there.
Well, it sounds like some good shit going to be going on in Hattiesburg. Can we count on your support in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 007? We're trying to get a little racing going.
Jay, the only reason why I don't go to none of my local tracks around here, like I say, if I'm feeling good, I'm coming. If I don't make it, just like I told Mike here, if I don't make it to a show this weekend, I can't go that far by myself right now. I'm better, but
you better goddamn get somebody to go with you. You better have your fat ass down in it.
I'm trying, dog. I'm trying.
Get up off them little blue pills. Stop taking them little blue pills, man. They're trying to take you out.
He ain't taking them now. I'm trying to tell you, Jay, ain't taking them pills. Hey, turn them pills.
These,
my pills ain't blue, they're green, Jay.
They'll take you out. Let's see, can we talk about this race that's coming up, man? Don, what else we got going on this week? I know we got Lethal Weapon and the Great White. What else we got on tap?
We got goddamn Big Six and the Four Horsemen, and we got the damn Beast that he'll be in the house, and the Shadow and the Beast was on my show, and they was talking shit back and forward, back and forward. We got a text from Hyde, and them said they might even be in the damn house. So I don't know what's going on, man. It's going to be all I got to tell you, you got to be there to see it, Jay. It's going to be some shit going on. That's all I got to say. Just with goddamn gangster.
I thought Wick and Big Low talked about getting something going. Was it Wick and the White Boy?
If Wick and them keep on beating on Big Low, man, I'm gonna have to call the police, man. They've been abusing Big Low, man. Y'all gotta quit abusing Big Low like that, man. First it was the gangster boo fucking him up, now everybody else fucking him up, man. Come on, man.
Hey,
they fucking him up, then Wick picking on him. Man, y'all gotta cut that shit out, man. That man,
Big Low whooped somebody.
Big Low lucked up and beat Dunya, and they be whooping his ass ever since.
Hey, the dog, I did see what Lethal Weapon posted himself, and if that live action car come up in the house, he said he tried them too. I said, damn, Lethal Weapon.
He ain't took his medicine.
well, they said, you know. Well,
Jay, I ain't trying to stop no damn races, but motherfucker fuck with that live action, they better take their medicine.
Lethal Weapon is stepping out, man. I mean, the man has already said, I mean, you know, he put a counter on, and he said when the counter stopped, that's where he'll stop, and the counter's still going. And he done call out the baddest man in the land. I mean, I don't know, man. Lethal Weapon got on point. I mean, so dog, who you like? Lethal Weapon.
Goddamn, Jay, Jay muted my mic, man. I ain't got no fucking background noise. He just muted my fucking mic.
I don't know.
Jay, who you like?
Damn, in a muted J mic now. Hey, Mike Hill, who you like?
Hey, I like Lethal Weapon for the win, goddamn. I ain't gonna get my mic muted. I think
Lethal
Weapon.
You goddamn stickhead motherfucker, you supposed to keep the mic muted going on, man. What the hell wrong
with you? Hell nah. I'm goddamn, I think Lethal Weapon gonna pull it off.
Well, you,
Jay.
Hey,
Jay, we can't never get them doggone color bag right.
You know what?
Hey, no, I just, I think it'll be one of the best races of the year. Both cars, if both cars lead in line and both of them make the trip, I just think it'll be the baddest race of the year right there. Just that single race right there alone, you know, gonna be good.
Hey, Jay, we've been in it. The Battle of the Billy Goats. You know the goddamn Billy Goat, a hard-headed, stubborn motherfucker. Them two Billy Goats there, man.
Hey, Jay, whoa, weird, man. We was like, damn, this week of the race. And then we were looking on Facebook today, and there was an article. It was a real live new article came up about Killer Whale.
About the Great White.
Killer Whale. Yeah, about the Great White Killer Whale or something in South Carolina. I was like, man, I didn't hear that shit just come out at the same time with Coke Killer.
And, so, yeah, man. And Mike posted that shit on my damn Facebook, had me talking shit about it.
Yeah.
Hey,
right,
but you know what, though? Hey, Jay, what you don't know because you ain't been in the loop, you sorry motherfucker. You didn't come to Holly Springs. But now, if Whitney and them get off their sorry ass, and them goddamn cars run like they was in Holly Springs, shit, it might be some more motherfuckers drawing on goddamn Lethal Weapon and the goddamn Great White.
Well, I ain't gonna lie too, and I thought for a minute, I said, man, Cold Killer done passed Whitney for that goddamn grudge race of the year until this weekend.
Now Wick have already conceded. If Lethal Weapon don't knock him off, it's gonna be hard for him to take, you know, an undefeated car. So, you know, Wick is heavily.
Not necessarily, Jay. On a grander scale now, just because you're undefeated don't mean you got them automatically got it because you're undefeated now.
Seven races. They self this weekend.
See, the bad thing about it, we ain't set no prerequisites. And like I said, the shit that Whitney did this week now, the shit they did this week, it was unreal, Jay. It was just fucking unreal. I mean, that's the first time I seen a grudge race, just grudge racing, carry a whole fucking show, and it was an outstanding show. Now, that was something to be extra good about. That was just grudge racing. No other racing but grudge racing, and it carried the whole fucking show, Jay. And it was a goddamn good show.
So if it came down to it,
Hold up, Jay. I forgot to tell you. Somebody owe you $50 now. VET got that video. VET got the video. They owe you $50, Jay.
What was it, though?
I knocked VET motherfucking ass out. He got the video. He'll show you the video, but you got to buy it.
We got to start getting some videographers that's in good health, man. I watch BT run. BT was trying to video Whitney them right
there.
That boy was trying. That fucker gave out about 200 feet. He couldn't even make it to the 330.
and you know, Pro Stock Joe, goddamn, he give out before he go 100 feet. He be out there breathing hard and heavy. Oh, you know what? In the cut, the only motherfucker that's in good shape.
In the cut can make it. So we gotta start getting him some bicycles or some wheelchairs or something where they can make it to the center line.
Scott, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Miss Bunny on the line too?
Yeah.
I am.
Who is your
we ain't want y'all to hear us talking this shit. I thought they was gone, Jay. You getting us in trouble, man.
No, y'all good, man.
What about
you? Y'all? Good. Wait till you red hot on your show and we come on and get on his motherfucking ass. You think we good? You wait till we get on his ass.
I had to talk with him that way just to get him to pull the start line.
Oh, okay. Scott, you white?
Yeah.
Scott white?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
damn,
white.
You mean tell me you talk shit
tomorrow.
To get red hot on it, man? Damn.
What now?
I said, damn, you mean you tell me you talk shit to get red hot on it, man? I ain't seen too many white guys that know how to talk shit.
WT, my partner.
Ball-head ass WT, we gonna knock a hole in this ball-head ass motherfucking ass too. We ain't got no goddamn friends when it comes to grudge racing. We ain't got no friends.
Damn it, boy.
You'll come and get the plate for me?
Hello? I don't know, but it's
yeah, you got a four-day show.
You got homework? Yeah, got homework.
Huh? You with me on the phone?
We can't
even start. We must be smoking that shit tonight. The other day he was sounding so good. His throat was clear. His chest wasn't. He wasn't coughing or nothing. Man, we thought he was a new man.
Hey, dog. I wish Nod could have really seen the real me.
You ain't bullshitting, boy. Hey, Jay. Him and Nardo ran all the way to the 330, man.
They actually made it.
No, Jay, this is what happened now. You know how Tyke Man used to run behind the car, right? You know Tyke Man don't go nowhere about 20 feet and stop.
Yeah.
Nardo said, fuck Tyke Man. He got to get in shape. Nardo ran all the way to the 330. Then he fell the fuck out when Live Action turned that light on his ass.
Yeah. Somebody
ran
out of the racetrack,
goddamn,
when they took off.
That was Nardo. Nardo fell right out of the middle of the racetrack. Because at first, it looked like goddamn Nardo one had him fucked up. Shit, that motherfucker hit that alligator on the other end down there and took the win, boy. Nardo passed the fuck out of the 330.
and then the oxygen that gave out on him. He couldn't go no damn further.
I told that nigga, if he would have brought his ass over there, I'd have blown his ass off over there.
I don't know where Butt Nigga at tonight.
Hey, man, wherever he at, let him stay.
Okay.
Let Butt Nigga stay wherever he
at. Hey, Jay.
I want to ask you, Jay,
what happened to you, Jay? Why you didn't come? You and Tyke Man and Cold Killer, where were y'all at?
Hold on, I got to open up some of these mics, man. Stop fucking with me. I got to open up.
Oh, no, now you try to avoid the goddamn question, motherfucker. Where you was at, bald head son, bitch? Miss Bunny, you and Scott better get off here now, because we finna get on his ass. You might not want to hear this shit.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You a gun for punishment, Miss Bunny. You a gun for punishment, guys.
Jay thinking of some shit right quick. You gotta, let me change up.
Jay last up and let him hold up some mic. You know damn well he got no damn right with their hand up. Anybody come on that old boring ass show?
Hey, how the hell did I seen you over there to knock the 9-1 bad boys off and you got down let me down, Wayne? I mean, I didn't need but two snipers to go over there, Wayne. What happened, man? Wayne, where you at?
I'm here.
No, it sound like Wayne. Sound like he got a squat to piss.
I'm gonna drop off so y'all can tear each other apart.
It's gonna get rough, Miss Buddy. It's gonna get rough. We don't mean no disrespect, but that's how we get. Once again, after 9 o'clock, we got the after do the hour, the after do the show.
Okay, if y'all need anything, just call me back.
Wayne's mic is open, man, and the plan was I called Wayne and Dunye. I said, man, how many snipers do I need to send? And they said, you know, they figured that one would be enough, but we sent two just in case. And damn it, both of them didn't come back wounded. Where you at, Wayne? Wayne, the music's on, Mike.
Hey, Jay, you can't even pump no Grudge Inc., man. Goddamn it. If you goddamn it pay us, we'll bring you some real killers over there. Me and Will have a 9-1. Me and Will have a Grudge Inc. killer shirts on, too.
Hold on. Hold on for these nights. 863. I don't know what the hell that is. 863-4142. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Oh, I'm just listening.
All right, how you making this evening?
I'm doing good.
I know you don't like that Willie Dog show, so you all right with me. Let me go to the next mic. All right, 812.
Hey, what you having?
812
501-0913 Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Whoever that is, has been on my show all night and ain't said a word yet.
501-0913
That's Danny Boy
with Arkansas Boy.
That's Danny Boy, Arkansas Boy. What happened? Did Arkansas Boy get the ass blown out this weekend or what?
Yeah, J-Bone, I'm gonna tell y'all about it. Hold on. First, I want to compliment Will on a great show, a whole lot of grudge racing. 901 had a great show. D&D Arkansas Boy, we just got out of the hospital this morning.
Not again, man.
But yeah, we just got out of the hospital, Jay. But on another note, I want to know before 13 is over. Do you think we'll get a chance to see live action versus Cold Killer? That's a race a lot of fans been asking about. And will we see a rematch of Lil Rick and Cold Killer?
Well, if you want me to if you want a real answer, I'll give you a real answer.
Give me a real answer.
I'm going to answer the easy one first. Lil Rick and Cold Killer? No, because Cold Killer's scared. Live action and who else you said live action and who you want to run?
Cold Killer.
Live action and Cold Killer? No, you won't see live action racing nobody else this year.
Well, who is the live action car? Bring me up the speed of that. Who is the live action car?
That's that Nemus car, the OK9 crew out of doggone Atlanta. Them some bitches flying, man. Them some bitches flying, man. I ain't trying to stop no racer, but everybody out there seen it for their goddamn self. They probably won't get no more races this year. Probably won't get no more races this year.
Man. Well, I talked to those guys.
I'm sorry to do it. I know everybody's saying dogs stopping racing, but I ain't stopping racing. Shit, they with them goddamn it started out the racing, but then with them see some shit they like, and then they knock their dick in the dirt. So unless with them see something else, he don't take his medicine, you won't see that race no more either.
Well, you know what? Every time somebody come out and said that the top, we on the top of the mountain, it seems like the mountain keeps growing. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, y'all don't supposed to notice him. But with them coming out with a car compared to that car, I don't know if it'll be ready this year or not. But until they do, I don't think nobody else is gonna fuck around with that goddamn it Nemus car, that live action car. I ain't stopping no races. I'm just calling a spade, and I'm on the talk show. I got to tell the truth.
You tell the truth. Ain't nobody going to run them.
Ain't nobody going to run them.
I asked some boys about Cold Killer. They say Cold Killer don't want to race them because their car is a mystery car. Now, the car ain't no mystery car, but we saw the car run. Huh?
Let me tell you.
This is Arkansas? This is Arkansas.
All right, let me tell you the truth. See, now, if you want to know the truth, see, you have to ask dog. Ask me in public like this here, I'm going to tell you the truth. Ain't no goddamn secrets in motherfucking racing. Every bitch in the world already know about that car. It ain't no goddamn mystery car. They know exactly what the fuck it is. That's an excuse not to fuck with it.
Okay, so now I got one more question. Hold on, Witt. I got one more question.
I can't hear
you. Break it up.
You break it up. Go ahead.
So, what is the criteria for Grudge Racer of the Year? Is this the guy with the most wins, or is this the guy?
You ain't got to ask no more questions. It ain't no criteria. It's no criteria. They got no criteria. That's what the problem is. That's what's going to always be the problem. It's no criteria. Everybody, when they start going to have these banquets or whoever had a banquet, to be honest with you, whoever hot at the time, that's who's gonna get the goddamn trophy. If you wanna know the, I'm speaking the truth. When y'all want me to stop speaking the truth, mute my mic now.
Well, I just wanted to ask.
In Arkansas, let me tell you one something. Can you hear me, Arkansas?
Let me tell you what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be based on two things. It's supposed to be the number of ways, the number of races and the quality of the races. And when you combine them two, you know, it should produce a winner. You know, that's
now, Jay Vaughn saying some good shit right there. Hey, but Jay Vaughn, when was that criteria put out?
Well, that, you know, that was talked about even back when that was the same criteria.
Hey,
that was
that,
set
dude,
up.
Just answer the question, sir. Just answer the question, sir.
A couple of years back.
I wonder who heard it.
Well,
hey, but anyway, hold up, Jay. I got to tell the Arkansas boys one more thing, then I'm finna get off the hot seat. Arkansas boys, you out there? Arkansas boys.
Yeah, I'm right here.
If y'all motherfuckers get y'all a tuner for that goddamn truck, y'all gonna be some bad motherfuckers. I'm going on mute.
But listen, let me tell everybody, I want to thank Obamacare. Called the goddamn night, because the Arkansas boys have surely took care of Obamacare. So we got to thank Obama for putting that program out. I ain't know in the hell they could have paid for them all these bills that they've been doing to the Mercer Room. So everybody,
You have sent
some to the emergency room, but you, by the same token here, you got a plaque on the wall. I mean, you promised me this weekend you wasn't going. You promised me you were not going this weekend.
Yeah, I was planning to go no weekend, Jay.
That shit just happened on it.
One thing to go to the hospital, Jay.
You can let me know.
But when you get out, you come out fighting. Don't go lay down now. You know, you get bed sores on you, go lay down.
But listen to this. I got an easy win for you. I got something. You can't resist this one. You can't resist this one. You can't resist this one now. That was Ken Kennedy with all that damn noise. Listen to this now. They're going to have I want you to go get this belt. Hub City is going to have a belt, and the only man they got can defend it is going to be Don Mack. And I know you can do something unspeakable to Don Mack. Can you go get that belt for me, please? Can you take that Mississippi belt to Arkansas for me?
We really not belt racing, man. We don't really care about that belt.
But go get the damn money. You call it what you want to call it. Now, you know, if that's what you need.
Well, how much money? Yeah, there you go. Now you're talking. You gonna get some money on top of the belt?
Now let me ask you something else. Put it on.
Okay.
Put it on.
What? Yeah.
Tell me, who are the people who don't like the belt? Why they don't like the belt? Put it on.
They don't like it till they ain't got it. When they get that motherfucker, they love that somebody's like his goddamn candy coated nuts, man. Every motherfucker that get the belt, man, we can't hardly get it from them motherfuckers. And then they always talking this shit about, oh, fuck a belt, all this here. Once they get that motherfucker, they become powder-coated pussy or something.
So ain't nobody give a damn about the belt till they get it.
Yeah, when they get it, goddammit, it's all. Now, goddammit, Mississippi Joe and Big Ken say they love their belt now. They love their belt.
Yeah, they always have. Uh-oh, I just opened the mic.
Yeah, right, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, that goddamn number two stunner.
Now, with all this, I told the world first about live. They called me live action number one fan, live action
number one. Man, shut the fuck up.
Now,
you didn't come to the goddamn
you
show,
the
so
up,
shut the
you
fuck up.
You were running the same one saying the same shit, too, goddammit. They ain't dead shit.
Goddammit,
hey,
if you
goddammit,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
you no, I just want to know if you got to ask Whitney to talk, man. It's okay now. Whitney, right now, Whitney's the goddamn
nobody
king.
Get hurt. No, nobody move. Don't nobody get hurt. Live action like
we got their ass blown off.
Oh, Lord. Now you're going to run your mind. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you the real
now,
reason.
Now, hold on a minute.
Stuff.
DJ,
got,
hey, Jay,
on.
You got to get some goddamn it, some art on your goddamn show. Right now, goddamn it, Whitney's the goddamn king. If DJ going to speak, you got to ask it.
Hold on. My motherfucking mic just got open. You shut the hell up and let me talk, and then you can talk.
Oh, motherfucker, I mute that bitch.
That's how it works. Hold on. You can
that motherfucker. Hey, Buck Naked was, new shit last
first.
Week. This is Buck Naked old shit this week. This week is goddamn wit shit.
No, this week is live action shit. I called live action in the morning before I was finna leave. They said, ain't no reason to come. Wit Duck came over here. He scared. He said he gonna pay the punk out, man.
You a motherfucking lie. I know they ain't tell you that.
Yeah, whoa. No, I'm not gonna lie. You can't, okay, you ain't go there and say that they tricked you. Y'all tricked
you. Oh, yeah,
y'all
I went over there when I'm looking at the cops.
They smelled fear when you came over there. They said, okay.
I got two copper operator motor.
I didn't say that you told them that you were going to. They told me not to waste my time coming because you were going to pay the punk out.
But I ran them. How in the hell they tell you that?
I ran them.
Because you paid them punk out first, and then you ran them and gone. Yeah, we had a problem with paying the punk. If we wouldn't have had a problem, I would have ran them with it.
Well, when y'all want to lock that back in? When y'all got that candy cane ready?
We can't let you use the excuse because they did race for goddamn minute. They lost the same money regardless. Hold on, man.
What I'm saying is what was told to me. I'm just saying they said that first of all, 901 don't pay fuck out. Which we know that ain't true, because that's what happened. I understand if somebody has a problem, they pay the fuck out. Ain't no problem with that. But don't say you don't pay it and you pay it, for one. And for two, they told him he was going to pay it and not to come, because they said he going to pay the fuck out, man. Now, them running them with Kong was just, I guess Kong was looking good yesterday. Kong was doing
his
thing.
But in their defense, they actually raised with it. To me, they raced with the slower car, but they didn't race with the better car. They raced with the better car that day.
I'm not taking nothing away from nothing that they did yesterday. I'm speaking on live action, that's all. I've been saying it from day one, before anybody seen anything. That's all I'm speaking on. I'm not speaking on nothing that they didn't do. I heard it was a hell of a race, and 901 definitely represented, and everybody had a good time. I'm just speaking on My partner, that's it.
That's your partner because you weren't with them. You didn't come.
They told me they had to come. They said don't come because you were going to pay the fuck out of you.
I wouldn't want your partner looking mad at with me either.
Hold on. Back to what I was saying before. Do you want to lock Candy Cane back in?
We ain't got to rig it. I'm going to lock it in yet.
I understand how long it's going to take you to get Candy Cane ready.
How long it's going to take you to get yours ready? Do we know? We don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all 901, man. Y'all get it ready. Oh, okay, well, how about, okay, y'all.
That's
okay,
just like
this?
me.
Hold on. Y'all almost had Kong almost had a fucked up. You want to gamble on that?
Hey, Jay Barnes.
Yeah, go ahead. At the beginning of the day, one of the live action said get them on.
One of the live action crew said get them on.
DJ Greg to get his power ass
flash. It should be a 404-7027 number, Jay.
Yeah, they know.
You're a damn right, DJ.
You understand me, Whit? You right.
Yeah, I
told him y'all was stand up guys. Y'all, you and Mark, y'all have it like a gentleman. Everybody respect him. Treated him with nothing but love and respect. DJ just want y'all, Whit. That's just the bottom line.
Throw me up under the bus. That's fine.
I told y'all, I'm going to shut the hell up.
I'm a liar. I'm a liar.
I'm gonna tell you this right here. Okay, well hold on. Okay, let's see if I'm lying about this. Y'all ready to lock both of them motherfuckers back in?
No, we got two more coming out. Live action, no. They coming out.
Yeah.
And one of them, I don't think they definitely ain't gonna want no trouble with, because they already said something about that one. But we ain't even talking about that one. We going to run him with this other we got coming out. And he know what I'm talking about. He know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go. So, ain't nobody saying y'all ain't going to go, man. I never said y'all going to go.
Now, DJ said that. He said they going to raise. Now, he did say that now.
That's another thing he said. We're going to be trying to run you again.
That was up, man. I ain't said nothing bad about y'all. We ain't said nothing bad about you.
I heard this from somebody else that was there because I wasn't there. But I heard that live action had the whole track under siege. I had the whole under siege. Now, did y'all have 901 headquarters under siege in Holly Springs this weekend?
I don't know what that word means.
Now, that was not told from me by y'all. Now, that was told by me from somebody earlier today. That was at the show.
I don't know about that.
We ran and we won under siege.
I can't speak on that. They probably wasn't fast as things now. Nobody else wanted to fuck with them. I agree with that. Y'all don't want to race them now. I got it. That's right. We appreciate that. DJ Greg, maybe they talking about Tony Bond. DJ Greg or Tony Bond said he wanted to run them, and then I think he backed up. So maybe they was just talking about.
They said the dog was on the thing announcing it
and this and that. I don't know. That's what I heard late this afternoon. Well, they said anybody.
That's what I said. Anybody on the program.
That's what I heard. Yeah, they,
I didn't hear that from live action. I heard that from somebody from up north. I was at the show.
I got three.
Yeah, they said that, man. They said that.
Live action said they want anybody on 28s, 29s, 275s, 315s, 16s, 17s, 18s. Anybody. Nitrous car. Tony Bynes didn't back down. Tony Bynes came over there and tried to pimp him with that little bit of money. They told him to get the fuck out from over there with that little bit ass change. You got that, but when you come back with some down real bet, we'll try you.
Yeah.
I was right there. Okay. Yeah, I got to tell the truth.
Well, I gotta be honest. Now, like a caller said earlier, Everybody said a mystery car, yada, 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 all these other excuses.
Okay,
I'm just saying, everybody used that excuse.
That's
not now, 901 did step out there and goddamn race them, so who next? Ain't nobody ever raised their hand yet.
Now, see, Mike, they got me on the goddamn hot seat. I got to tell you the truth. 901 didn't step out there and race them. 901 stepped out there and got the shit slapped out of them. I'm just trying to start some shit, though. I'm trying to get Whit fired up.
It was actually pretty close. It looked pretty tight, man.
That was a goddamn good race. But Skinny Man told me, how sharp you on the tree? Skinny Man said, what tree? He said, I'm going to look at them. When I see them go, then I'm going to get them.
Well, he looked like he relaxed a little bit. He ain't go at it now, but I mean, hey, it's a good race.
And I want all y'all that's out there laughing at me. Y'all seen that goddamn live action car. That is one of the best looking, cleanest, well-constructed car in the world. Skinny Man had on a pair of goddamn it driving shoes with goddamn it black, goddamn it electrical tape around them. And y'all was laughing at me. And he said the same shit I do. He said, I like these motherfuckers because I can feel a gas pedal better. Now, Mike, you can laugh at my shoes if you want to. So fuck all y'all laughing at my shoes.
Nah, hey, Skinny Man got them shoes, got his shoes wrapped up. It got them. I walked up on once. I thought, man, cause you got them legs, racing pants all busted up, got it all showing. Skinny Man's a shoe. These motherfuckers lucky. Skinny Man's a shoe. These things been good to me, so I ain't changing shit. I said, like, hey, I'm saying.
Yeah. We saw Skinny Man on the ride this time, where they had to cut that goddamn bomb on.
If you was betting with Whitney for about 400 foot, you was a happy motherfucker. But them other goddamn couple hundred foot they had to go to. Good grief, man.
We say cut on a ball.
Fuck him down in the mother.
We were just sizing them up, DJ. We were just sizing them up. That's all. They listen to that.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
DJ Grant.
Yes.
If you missed one of the best grudge races
in the world this year.
Everybody
I talked to said it was a hell of a race. Props out the 9.
What I'm trying to say, DJ. Them bitches was getting raised up just like, I don't know where the fuck they was coming from, man. And, I mean, them motherfuckers put that money up too, man. I ain't seen that many motherfucking $100 bills since I got there and was selling dude.
Hey, Twin.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm going to go and tell you. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you what the deal is going to be. Ain't nobody going to want to race y'all on Holly Spring turf or somewhere they think drag raiders, you know. So y'all going to be willing to put slicks on and run these balls. I'm saying all tracks, you know they're going to be in the next question, so.
Yeah, sooner or later we will when we get to dial in. But see, at the same time, Whitney will have a track picking up tires. So that track will work. If you just ain't got a tune and can't tune it, you just can't tune it. Whitney don't got to have a tuner. They out there have tracks still picking up tires. So, you know, people just can't tune it. They just can't tune it. But we will eventually try.
You
got to
point that out. Because they didn't make it one pass. They parked that bitch, so they ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now, goddamn it, this ain't even my fucking show. This ain't even my goddamn show. I just got a text there.
They just asked the same question Mike said. Will they put slicks on? Will they put slicks on and run Mississippi Joe then when they come out? I'm sorry, I had to say it. They asked me.
Now there you go talking about some ghost shit.
You got a point there, man. Damn. Did they shut the show down?
I want to see Killer in live action go with it one day, to be honest with you.
If Cold Killer run live action, it'll snow in the middle of Africa in July.
I ain't going to say that, though. That's going to happen.
If that goddamn happened, DJ Grant and motherfucking Mike Hill got hair nap his mind.
Hey, Twin. Now you heard what you know what Lisa Weber said, don't you? You know what Lisa Weber said, don't you?
I heard what Lisa Weber said. Yeah, we heard. I know you got a
schedule with your draw when he can be around, but if they can have him, Lisa Weber said he's gonna try it.
I understand. We got the memo. We just got to see if we can put some things together and see if we can be able to make it or whatever. But we got the memo. We have been warned.
Hey, Twin, I expect to see y'all at the House Hoop this weekend.
I'm trying to get there, dog. We trying to get there.
I don't want to hear that motherfucking shit about you trying. I said I want to see you there. I don't want to hear about you trying to get there. I want you to be there. You ain't really got to have no car just as long as your ass there.
I'll be there. I know I'll be there.
If that motherfucker don't be there, the Nick drink I buy him, I'm going to put some sleeping medicine in.
They need to have a car there, too.
We trying to get it together.
Hey, but you know that? That's what you got to do. You got to be there. See, what happens is if you get the car there, somebody forget to take their medicine and fuck around there. You get a race then, but you got to have that bitch there.
You're right, dog.
That's what happened. No, absolutely right now.
You're right. We're going to skip
the fuck around there and forgot to take that medicine. And goddamn, I know there was something I forgot to take this moment.
DJ Grant, where the hell are you at? You still ain't got no oil pressure?
Still ain't got it. Hey, Twin, get
Hold on.
Twin, get skipped.
Are you still in Mableton? You still? What the hell wrong with your car now, DJ Grant?
DJ Grant ain't safe nowhere.
DJ Grant ain't safe nowhere.
Nowhere in the country, Twin. You better have red crap doing that motherfucker. That's the only way you can. I got some bag up too. My bag up to handle duty that weekend.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I can't hear you now.
I said, no, you ain't gonna be shit when you come out. If that's all you got, I might as well keep running them.
Okay.
Hold up. I just got a bulletin in. Twin, you on the phone, Twin? Twin.
He probably get skinny on.
Well, goddammit, I just got a bulletin.
Okay.
Motherfucker said, goddammit. They ain't say it like that, but I'm going to put some dramatics to it. They said, fuck live action. If I goddammit get by motherfucking Cold Killer, they can get in line.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to say any more?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to say
any more? We got the memo. We got the memo.
Twin, you there?
Yeah.
That's Twin.
Skinny man.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, dog, man, I like them shoes, man. And I, you made me announce, goddammit, you wanted anybody at the goddamn track.
Hey, here's the thing. The shoes don't make that motherfucker no faster, so I don't need no more shoes.
I like the shoes, man. I love them.
Hey, check it out. I do want to say something, man. I gotta give.
BTUO, man. I didn't see you down there. BTUO.
Hey, I gotta give the 90 boys, I gotta give them boys some props, man. They put on a hell of a show, man. They, the candy cane wasn't right. I can't blame them for not going out there. They, but they did step up with King Kong. And, you know, she didn't have enough to hold Rel Randolph when I pushed that bitch into high gear. She got to doing her thing. Yes, sir. But I give them props. They put on a good show and they did race us, and we appreciated all the action.
All right, Fuzzy Mouth. We appreciate you too, Fuzzy Mouth.
As far as us running the car 29s and 315s, if any of y'all rode by our trailer, you seen hanging on the wall, and there was a brand new set of 29s in there that had been scuffed in. We have run them on the car, but listen. I'm not gonna have anybody stick me to any motherfucking tire. If I got a 29 or a 315, that's what I'm gonna run. If I see fit to run one, I'm gonna try it.
I just got a memo since you said that, Fuzzy. Motherfucker said, I don't give a damn if you got snow tires on there with chains on the motherfucker. If I get by Lethal Weapon, if I get by Cold Killer, get your ass.
He's got a race. This weekend, I ain't gonna be able to make it down there, so we ain't doing it this weekend. That shit's out. But if he want to run us without Monte Carlo, he got a race. All he got to do is pick up the phone. It's a done deal.
Sure shit.
Anybody with stock suspension and nitrous has got a race. It don't matter who it is. We just want to race. We don't want to argue. We don't want to fight. We just want to race our car. That's what we built it for. If we wanted to drive that bitch to the car show, we could have.
That damn show could have. Probably would have won, too.
We just want to race. That's all. But I heard a couple guys bashing on the 901 boys and all that. But they did go out there. They did their thing. So I got to give them credit for it.
No, ain't nobody really bashing. We just talking shit. Like I said, that was a hell of a goddamn show, and I ain't seen them. It's going to take a lot to top that motherfucker. It's going to take a lot to top it.
That DJ Grant, come on here with them lines, and them boys exposed his goddamn ass.
Hey, listen, as far as being the baddest in 2013, in my eyes, it don't matter how many times you race. They ain't the baddest motherfucker around till they outrun us. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Bullshit.
But it ain't gonna happen this year, Fuzzy Mouth. They ain't finna step up to the plate, man. They still hollering about tires and all this other shit. Some motherfucker even screaming about tire size. Ain't even made a pass down the track. So you already know he ain't gonna race.
Mike Hill is gonna have one hell of a race. There is no doubt about it. And but the Monte Carlo and Cold Killer, I'll take the Monte Carlo all motherfucking day long. You heard it from me. I'll take the white Monte Carlo. But hey, that ain't the last race of the year. There's three more races. We can get something popping for sure.
What is that for that background noise? It's Jay Bourne, whoever it is on Jay Bourne, old sorry ass show.
Sound like they're in the junk.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's the time for Test and Tune on Friday?
Test and Tune on Friday gonna be what? Mike? Damn, Mike, I hate that damn schedule.
Six to eleven. We open the gates at 3. About 3 p.m. for everybody. They want to come in and park and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hey, is there any hotels near there?
You can go ahead and put me back. I might get somebody else in. I just want to say that. Them boys put on a hell of a show, and we appreciate the action, man. It was a good one.
Appreciate that, Skinny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we appreciate everything, too. I just want to say the same thing. Holly Spring Track, 901 show, number love. We appreciate everything.
For sure. I'm on mute.
You bought one of my novice bit.
Somebody was in a hotel club, but yeah, we got a host hotel on Augusta, Georgia, Coffee Suites. I got the number if you need it. But
okay.
Yeah, you got
They got plenty of hotels around there, plenty of them. All of them in the same area right there. Once you get to that one, all the whole area there.
So, Terry, you ain't with Bruce 12?
No, I didn't go down south. I had to work day shift.
And that one of your cars you represent, huh?
They got their asshole blowed out, right?
No, he fucked them up.
Well, they red lit. That's why DJ's in retirement.
Well, you got your asshole blowed out. You got your asshole blowed out.
Hey, whatever. Win's a win.
You ain't getting no W, did you?
I did before that race, though, didn't he? He went 1-1.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Not against us.
Look.
The champ is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight champion of the world has arrived.
Get Gabe Bowen playing that shit, man.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
He's scared to show his motherfucking face in the play where all the motherfucking races at. He's scared. He ain't no fucking champ. Where he at? Why he wasn't there? Where he was that weekend with all the goddamn grudge racing going on? Where the fuck the champ was? In the goddamn bush.
Who are you calling the champ? Who is the champ?
Whoever the fuck he playing for.
He might be playing that for Cold Killer, BT.
What the fuck was he then?
Well, the same thing applies.
All right, everybody.
Okay, Jay. We
the one and only that got the one and only got given applause. Tony Brown. What's up,
bro? How the hell Tony Brown the goddamn champ? All the motherfuckers gonna be at the hook. He's going the other way.
Hello.
What's up, Bob?
Yeah.
What's up, Bob? Come on here and threaten them all, boss. Go ahead and threaten every one of them.
Well, first, like I said, I thank Whitney for having a good race down there, good competition down there, good track, and they had a lot of good races down there. I'm going to send a shout-out to that. And I want to say shout-out to the Nemesis. What is the red Mustang that beat King Kong?
Yeah, Live Action Nemesis.
That's the name of Live Action Nemesis?
Yeah, I mean, they say I rode there with $25 to run them. They said that was chump. If dogs say that was chump change, well, that chump change always be chump change to me. You know, don't say that I even wanted to try them. I wanted to try them for $2,500.
No, I just said that's what they said. That's what they said.
Well, $25 ain't no little money. Nah, if they want to lock in Thursday night, $500 on $25 better, I'm ready to lock in right now with Live Action.
That damn boat's buying.
They want to lock
Jay,
in.
Jay, clean your mouth out, man. You got Tony Dick stuff sideways
anyway. They drive just so they couldn't be there another weekend. So they
said they couldn't be there.
Why they told to get challenged?
Mike, stop trying to stop racing. They said they won't be there the weekend. They ain't said nothing about no damn Thursday night now. Thursday ain't
you
no
got
damn
a point there, boss. You got a point there now.
Where they drive? They live in an hour somewhere? How they ain't going
I heard them say they couldn't be at the weekend, but they ain't got nothing to do with the night, tomorrow night, and Thursday night.
You got a point there, Bo.
I tell you what, boss, if you can get them there on Thursday, I'm going to pay them to stay the rest of the weekend so at least the weather can goddamn get on.
There it is. I'm trying to lock in five. Now they can't beat that there. I'm trying to lock in 500 on 25 Thursday night.
If they don't call my name yet, but if they come there, they'll give them $500 travel money.
That damn boat buying the motherfucker. I'm telling y'all.
Jay, get the dick out your mouth, please, Jay. Please. God damn. You're going to get so fucking canceled the way you swallowed Tony's nuts.
Oh, boy.
Hey, boss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What the fuck you want to do with BoJack Thursday, bitch?
No, now we started that last week. I thought we started that last
motherfucker,
week.
Do you want to run or not? We don't need to go through all that bullshit.
And
do you want to run through
it? Fuck
that in, motherfucker.
I'm at the big fish now. What happened? Why'd y'all mute?
Okay, I'm going to back up, motherfucker. What you want to do with Thriller? What you want to do with Thriller? What you want to do with Little Romeo? And one of the three. You pick and one you want, motherfucker.
Why is y'all trying to throw the tension off live action? That's what I want to know. I'm talking about live action. I want to do something with him.
Hello. I'm talking about what I want to race.
Hey, y'all seen Baby Boy? I'm like being rain. I hear you.
And I'm going to put a kick in there. If they leave the same ties on they had Saturday night, they got the back tie.
Uh-oh.
God damn.
That's 5 words or 25 or better.
But you know we gonna take a nickel.
See that? Okay, that's what I thought. Same thing y'all told me all there. Ain't no problem.
Yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
We're gonna
take a
nickel. Anybody else?
But at the same time,
Anybody else want to do anything with Hammer Thursday night?
Man, motherfuck Hammer. I want goddamn Thriller. BoJack or Little Romeo, what you want to do, motherfucker?
Hey, what time's the track open until on Thursday?
It goes about 11:30 to 11:30.
The champ is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight champion of the world has arrived.
Hey, Tony, you getting a show, radio show?
The champ is here.
All right, Jay, that's enough of that old
sign
and shit.
Hey, did you see when Bob Fine came on, everybody goddamn went quiet. Mike Hill goddamn thought.
Jay, take that old cripple dick out your mouth. Did you hear me challenge the motherfucking head? And the other time he been jumping on me, I told him, Thriller, BoJack, or Little Romeo. Why the fuck you didn't get that straight?
Jay, is butt naked up there? Is butt naked up there on the line?
No, he ain't on line, but let me tell you this, dog, you a small fish. All we want is line action or Mike Hill. God damn it, Mike Hill. If Mike Hill get out of the room, we'll do something to your ass, Mike Hill. Tell him, boss. Tell him.
Yeah, I know it. I'm trying to run. Anybody 29 knows the ball.
Jay, Tony, you don't need Tony to go to the end of your show. You ain't having no show. Tony got to come to the end of your show.
I'm trying to get Ice with Jason off Thursday night.
Well, what the hell? I asked you which one of them cars you want to pick to put on me last week. Goddamn it, you told me to pick.
No,
I'm telling
no.
you to pick tonight. Goddamn it, what you want to do?
Jay Bond. Let me tell you what happened last week. We beat BoJack and Dog. We were here. We got there and we cut off on Dog and still gapping. That man come round to the trailer, called the car behind the trailer, got in his truck and locked the doors. He bleed. I mean, just power your car behind your trailer, get out of this car, and just go in your truck and lock the doors so you can talk about it.
Hey!
Now, he come back the next week. We want to come back the next week and go through that again. I hate doing stuff like that, man.
No, why BET all y'all on the radio show,
and all y'all radio show knew Dog couldn't win, and y'all wouldn't tell that man to don't do it. See, y'all dirty motherfuckers, man. You know the man can't win. Why y'all just don't tell that man every night and say don't do it? I mean, it's wrong, man. I hate doing stuff like that. I hate doing it like that. Yeah, y'all laughing about it. Instead of y'all telling Dog, leave prime time alone. Y'all don't tell him shit. Y'all let him go out there by himself. Won't nobody else bet wheels, so he got to put the whole pot up by his goddamn self. And then he goddamn look crazy after the race.
Boss, you can talk to
that damn BET motherfucker out there. We out here trying to get a raise, and you let this clown ass motherfucking hoe ass motherfucker come on here talking some shit and making jokes. I'm trying to fucking race. Y'all bitches taking jokes. Bye, motherfuckers. I'm gone. Anybody on my show?
Okay, dog. You want to lock in again? Okay. All right, Bojack. Can lock dog in with his car. $500 or $1,000. Help is my approach. Lock in, dog. You got to go through that pain again.
Dog, cut his whole mic off.
Hey, whoever texts dog and told you at this time, thank you, okay? Even one person did it. So whoever texts dog and said, don't lock him in again, thank you, okay? How you doing, dog, like that, man? They won't nobody bet with him. Get to the track. Jay, get to the track, man. Won't nobody bet with dog, man. How can he get a side bet? Why the fuck am I going to pay Jay Miles at $200 and I can't get no fucking side bet?
Listen, that might be true, but that damn BET is
going to be snoring. Who's snoring?
Is that BET?
Might be Ken.
Yeah.
I just got my phone on me because I'm listening to a football game. I ain't want to hear no noise.
Oh, I thought this was
noise. Nah, I'm on mute.
Jay, is y'all going to let y'all lock in again, man? If not, let's go and try to get some action with somebody else with 29 on with the ball. I will run live action Thursday night.
Live action mic is open, boss.
Well, why you be muting people right today when I get on the phone?
They said they heard him, Jay. They said they heard him.
I heard him. I hear you now. I hear you. I'm listening to everything. I just ain't spoken on.
Daddy. Both buying a bad man.
Tom, you got to mute your phone.
Both buying is a bad man.
Well, who like Gangsta Boo this weekend?
I like Gangsta Boo this weekend, Tom.
How much?
200.
It's locked.
Right.
We locked. Anybody else like Gangsta Boo? Are you the dog Thursday night?
I like dog for $250. You got to get him locked in, though. You got to get in the goddamn...
Why did you mute dog Mike?
He muted his own mic.
I tell everybody to call him bluff. Hey Jay, he probably came out. He came out sharp. Then didn't see no motor in Bojack. That way he want to take Michael off right here. But we'll put him over here and run third time.
I know he might be taking from you, boss.
Jay,
that damn BET better stop damn laughing.
I'm talking. I'm gonna ask Jay, BET, and everybody on the radio show. Have y'all ever seen a man lose a race, come back to his trailer, go directly get in his truck and lock the doors? Don't want to talk to nobody. Y'all ever seen shit like that before? Well, I saw it last week Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they let the trailer down. He just parked the car behind the trailer, and got in his truck and locked the door. And went to talk to nobody. Now, I ain't seen nothing like that before in my life.
Did that save
him? Well, the race was over then. He just didn't want nobody talking shit to him in the ring. So instead of him just being out with us and talking shit, take it like a man, he get his truck like a little baby and shut the door, lock the doors, and won't even get out the damn truck. Car still behind the trailer. They ain't loaded up yet. Has anybody ever seen some shit like that before? I ain't either.
Well, boss, when the next time you gonna get on live action?
I'm gonna try. I wanna try him. As long as I try him. You know, I know he's flying. Don't get me wrong. He's flying with them drag raiders on at a drag raider track. I wanna try with slicks on against my slicks to a slick track. That's what I wanna try him at. I had a disadvantage down there the whole weekend. I'm the only fool down there with slicks on. Me and Don Yee and everybody else got drag raiders on. No, I'm a car couldn't do nothing with them dog slicks on. I'm on the fool down there with slicks. Everybody was driving real slime, you know. I was trying to hang with them slicks, you know what I'm saying? But I call it so. I ain't had no drag rails. I ain't never had drag rails in my life. So I'm going to try them on a slick track. Slicks get slicks. That's where I would try live action slicks get slicks. Anytime you get ready.
Lethal Weapon, Cold Killer, any of them. I'm out to get them now. I'm out to get them. The main thing I wanted to do this weekend, get the car going straight. It's going straight. It's doing pretty decent now, so time for me to go and put the power to it and go on down and see.
T, you know it's going to call fire, though.
Well, you know, that's probably, me to do five, something like that, going to be the end of the year where I'll be knocked off a couple more folks.
Okay.
So I'll beat you ain't get no race to nobody else. I'm not saying that. Probably doing the five once I get it. But, you know, I just spent a lot of money on late trying to get the car together, so.
Yeah, I understand that. I got to start.
I got to work my way up.
Yeah, that was what we had to do it in Brayton.
You know, King Kong had the second fastest car down there with no 20. You had the fastest, and King Kong was second. So, you know, like I said, if King Kong ever fooled Cold Killer down there in that damn, down there, that damn track down there, shit, Cold Killer going to get fucked up. Cold Killer can't beat King Kong down there on that track.
We like Real Tree or Cold Killer this weekend?
It's going to be lethal. It's going to be Real Tree with a gap, man. I'm going to race everybody out there. I know where everybody goes. It's going to be Real Tree with a gap. Point blank. Point serious. Rick can make a little bit of mistake and still win. As long as he don't realize, he'll be here win. Cold Killer just extremely lucky this year. Extremely lucky.
You can catch me for another 100 right there, Tom.
Who this is?
That's Thomas.
Stella, you want to bet 100, Stella?
Yeah, I'll go 100 with Killer.
Okay, I like Lethal Weapon.
That's right. I'm coming back through Montgomery all Sunday, Sunday day and take that little up there, okay? Okay, now if you lose, don't bypass Montgomery. I'm coming right back through Montgomery.
Let's just bet two on both races. I'm gonna be no confused. Let's just bet two on both races. That's good.
Fine.
Okay, let's both bet. Two on both races. That's good. Let's both bet. If Rick don't fuck up, there ain't gonna be no race. I'm telling y'all, man. Point blank. I'm the only one that ran all of them. You know what I'm saying? So I know. I'm gonna beat all of them for us over. I'm just trying to get them to the line. I'm gonna beat all of them for us over. As soon as they get to the line, get Cold Killer, get them out of the way. I want to lose them. Yeah, I know they're gonna be Cold Killer. And I gotta work my way on up to. Now it's a toss up between Lethal Weapon and the Nemesis. I mean, on live action. But if Lethal Weapon catch him at a track with Slick Zone, it's gonna be. I think Lethal Weapon might pull that out too.
So you saying that Lethal Weapon is the baddest man in the land?
Lethal Weapon got the faster car, but live action may mess him up with the driver. They got. I mean, the live action got the better driver. If the driver of the live action don't beat Lil Rick out, that car be determined. They ain't got no room for mistakes on that race. We'll lead first, gonna win.
What they determine?
On top, they on the
other side. If live action catch Lethal Weapon at a drag rear track, it's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be a probably a gap. Ain't nobody right here gonna be able to be live action at a drag rear track. He got a drag rear zone. Point blank. That's the way it is. On the line, on Slick Spot. I know he worked on them dry rails. I know he worked good on them dry rails. I don't know about the Slick Spot. I know he worked good on dry rails. No question whatsoever. Car working good. It ain't blowing the tires off. It ain't coming in there. What I see.
Yeah. That's a good combination.
Preach.
That's a good combination. How you doing on Slick Spot? I know how you doing on dry rails.
Boss, I don't know why every time you come on the show, you close it down. I don't know what's up with that, boss.
Dogs have got to... See, I ain't messing with y'all, dear man. Dogs jumping on me like somebody going to not call his bluff. Going to put phone so he can't lock in. That's a shame, man. You know, Ty, you can't get a bulldozer dragon from the goddamn phone. He got the goddamn phone quickly. He don't want no more of them lashes across the ass. We're gonna be that man with every damn near every car in the camp, man. How can you keep taking looks like that, man? Instead of some, it gets back up. You feel?
know he's a soldier now. You know, he's Muhammad Ali knocked the folks out. He get back up. He get him, got back up 5 times, man. What are you going to take to knock him out?
Hey, one car. Did you see White Trash?
Yeah. Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes.
Own
it. Yeah. Man, this Cadillac, man, I want some of that action, man. I want some of that action.
Where do you want it?
Man, I want some of that action, man. I got Cold Killer 5 or 2, whatever you want to bet.
You got Cold Killer?
I got Cold Killer, man.
Well, I already bet my 1,000 plus 200 on the side with Lethal Weapon. That's good enough for me.
Tony, I need some of that money, man. We was in that dice game. I need to get some of my money back, Dice.
I would bet $3,000 if Stevie was driving. But Lil Rick driving, Lil Rick, a little shaky, so I'm gonna play it a little safe.
Well, I need to get some kind of bet with you, Tony, man. I need to get some of my money back, man.
You gotta bet. Just meet me to the track. You know I race every weekend. Just meet me to the track and bet against me. Every time I race, just meet me to the track and bet against me. You gotta. Well, I ran 3 times this weekend. Where was you at? I ran 3 times, man.
Hey, I was at home, man, taking care of the wife, man. I was at home taking care of the wife. I couldn't do nothing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I gamble with you. Especially if I'm up on you, I gamble with you. It's like you still go to the Tony bet $700. Ain't no problem.
Man, I'm trying to get it in now, Tony. You sidestepping me, man.
Now.
You like a square,
so
man.
I ain't gonna be there. If I was there, something different. But I bet DJ Grant, and I put $1,000 in the pot. So I'm satisfied. I'm a little 1,200.
Now you be saying your money is long and your word is strong. Now you done bagged up and talking about gang, gang, gang.
My money is strong, man,
I need to get some of that money.
I know it. You should have got some of the weekend. Where was you at the weekend when you could have got some money?
I just told you, man. I was at home with the wife,
you
man.
You should have called me. I'm not going to be there Saturday and Jackson, but I still going to spend my money there. But all you got to do is leave me to the track, and I race every weekend. It's come to the track and say, Tony, let me get a little gamble. Ain't no problem there.
All right, Tony, you're slippery when it's wet. You ain't. I don't know about you, Tony.
But take my advice, Kelly, man. Don't bet no lot with Cold Killer now, because the fast car don't always win. Now, he got a share, because fast car don't always win.
Man, you know what? I'm going to go with a winner. I believe the man going to win. I'm sticking with it.
Oh, yeah, no, that Cold Killer got, they go, it's not 50-50 bet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I
done
raised both
for him,
man. I done raised both for him, and I know what my eyes have seen.
Well, one thing I can tell you, you're going to lose, Tony.
Well,
next Monday,
you're going
to be on the show. I want you to kiss the ring then, Tony. I want you to kiss the ring. These days, tell me you got to kiss the ring, man. Tell me you got to kiss the ring.
That's going to be a good race. That's going to be a good race. It's going to be a good race, but I want the loser first. I want whoever loses, that's who I want. Maybe Lethal Weapon, that's who I want.
Yeah, well hey, okay. I want the winner. If you run Lethal Weapon, I want to bet. I'm betting. I might not get there, but I'm betting.
I got to admit, it's gonna be a hell of a race, and ain't gonna be no easy race for either party involved.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree with what I'm saying, but if they lead together, and you better release the weapons, they're gonna start collecting your money. If they lead together and Lil Rick don't red light, they're gonna start collecting your money. Tell you now, remember I told you that now. I ain't called now race wrong yet.
He really
can't beat Lil Rick. If I was Lil Rick, have his car there. When Lethal Weapon beat him, Lil Rick need to draw him with the Camaro again. Okay, I mean, you know, it's just a fact of the fact. Cold Killer doesn't max out until he do something real drastic.
Well, I'm willing to put my money on Cold Killer. Now, act like you want to say something slick, Tony.
That's fine. When I rock Cold Killer,
You predicted in all this
sure
year. What?
When I run Cold Killer, me and you definitely got a bet.
Yeah, you run Cold
just
Killer, I'm
me.
Betting with Cold Killer.
Call
I'm going to bet with Cold Killer. You going to give me some odds?
Just call me.
No, you
I
want to
bet with Donnie this weekend. When he got his
what?
Ass, bro.
I bet. Everybody down there, I bet Donnie had to run this weekend. He wouldn't bet. I bet. I run my car to death. I run his car three times. And I bet Donnie had to run, but he wouldn't run.
You ran out three times.
Yeah,
I don't know what Donnie is. Donnie didn't want to lock in. He hadn't got down the track yet, so he didn't lock it in. Donnie ended up running me, though, because, you know, when he got down the track, he came over there and said he wanted to smack.
And that was a suicide mission there. That was a suicide mission there. After the race, I cleaned up on. That was a suicide mission Donnie did that. And I didn't even ask, man, I bet so much money on that race, I didn't even ask Whip for no gas money for coming down there.
Hey, count it back.
That boost 12 race and Donnie one got us back.
Donnie running. Goddamn.
Come on.
I racked up then. They got this.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Ben Sight. You still gonna give me a bet? You still gonna give me a bet?
Yeah, you know me. You always got a bet.
Always.
Okay. You call me Saturday morning. Tell me how much.
All right.
Hey, Tony. Did you notice when King Kong was messing up on the line, we got ready to run down yay? Well, them bets went sky high then. When the King Kong was fueled, it was loading up on Kenny. It was loading up, right?
Because Kenny was
cutting the fuel pump off, cutting it back on.
He cut the fuel pump off,
got on the trad brake, let the trad brake go, put the fuel pump back on, and gap, goddamn it, Donnie.
Give me a
lock.
That's smart, man. That's smart, man. Do something like that. I did the same thing. When your carburetor gets stuck, your smoke gets stuck sometimes, you have to cut the fuel pump on it so it gets back right. Yeah, right before you get in the light, cut it back on. It'll be all right then. That's smart,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you did that. That's real smart.
And them bets went up. Boost 12, we boosted there right on out of there, too.
Yeah. I had to run King Kong, so I knew what he was doing. He was running good. So I knew Donnie can do that. I don't know what Donnie was thinking about.
I said, Willie Ball's ain't gonna help Donnie Yankee. Willie Ball's on. Yeah, we don't care about no Willie Ball. We don't care about no Willie Ball. Willie Ball ain't gonna do no flip-flip with a little tack on. I tell everybody, King Kong, that was gonna be a race there. And then I won with live action against King Kong. I won all my money on the side. And you got live action, I put it in their pocket. I'm picking some good races now.
All in all, we had a good time Saturday night. Like I said, between Rockingham and Wickham, that was the most races I've seen at one race yet. Grudge race after grudge race. People betting that money, too.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Pipe said, did he take care of you?
Say what
that? Pike said, did he take care of you?
Pike,
yeah, he said, did he take care of you?
Oh, yeah, tell me he's great. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, tell
me
he's great.
Hey, is Taylor still on? I got fucked with Terry. His boys boost 12. Them boys will go, though. They'll go. Well, they don't know we them turbo killers, man. We done killed every damn turbo we done ran this year. We them turbo killers.
Yeah, you put them turbo down there, that goddamn. You gonna keep venom? You run down that damn Hot Springs, that drag rider track. I learned a whole lot this weekend about them drag rider tracks.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Wes.
Yeah, what up, Terry?
Hey, Joey said he had a good time, man. Good race.
Yeah, them boys will go, man. I appreciate them boys coming out, man. I really, glad they came out. They really wanted some action. They had been asking me all day about some action. And, you know, we went on and did it, man. Boost 12, them some good boys, man.
Yep. So, they said they planned on gapping your ass if the, I guess the bump box screwed up. They went through the red light or something, they said.
Yeah, we weren't going to be no gal. We still going to whoop him. He went the red light. We still going to beat his ass.
What were you going to race him with, Predator?
That's what I ran him with, Predator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't want Junior. He kept asking for Predator. I said, okay, just hold on. I'm going to give you what you want.
You going to have Predator in South Carolina Saturday?
Of course. Y'all want it again?
Not with that car, but we'll try it with another one.
Lock in, 5-on-2.
Let me call, make sure, because we're loading up tonight. We're going to try that out. I'll call
you. Locked in, 5-on-2.
You got the same phone number?
Nah. Yeah, same number.
I try calling it to disconnect it or something.
No, it'll say that if I don't help.
Okay.
It's the same. Can I get that 5-on-2 also
with that 20 cycle?
If you would have came to Holly Springs, you'd shake your fucking DJ Gresh shake ass here to come to Holly Springs. You would shake him over.
I'm going to let the whole world know. The only way I can whoop them motherfuckers with 901, I got to get in the shootout. So I'm going to get in the shootout again this weekend in South Carolina, and I'm going to fuck y'all up.
You
boy,
weak,
believe that.
Motherfucker. You could have got one.
That's what I said. You bring that King Kong over there and get it how you live. Get it how you live. Bring that bitch back.
I'm good for the year. I ain't got to bring it. I go where the fuck I want to go.
You ain't
what
shit.
I want to say. You little,
you ain't
little
shit. You my wolf
motherfucker.
You my whoop boy, boy. You my whoop boy, you bald head motherfucker. I got you in my pocket. I got you in my pocket, you motherfucking chalk. Whoop me, boy.
Fake race of the year.
Whoop me, boy. I've been on the other line talking to the motherfucker for a while, but I'm back, man. I'm back, man. What you want to do? What you want to do? Can't be too fake. I got your money, homie.
How much you got? You ain't winning them $700 on me, motherfucker.
You bet $1,100, you weak bastard. You know what you bet.
And you pay me $500 in lockup in Chicago. So what that is, $600 you done won from me. You can't tell.
Hell, come get yourself some more. Come get yourself some more. Lock me up and bet me you won't be somewhere that we need.
I ain't bringing that car to no motherfucker.
Hey, you paid fuck out, too. You paid K9 in the goddamn $5 fuck out. And on the show, you said you don't pay no fuck out.
Too. And they pay
you say you don't pay fuck out. We
paid.
Hell, everything y'all got in that camp, we. Everything over there. That's all right. I shook. You won't be the shaking motherfucker if you blow the tires on your shaking bastard. What happened to you?
I done been on your track three times.
Y'all got the same goddamn tools in the world. I'm doing this shit by myself. What you want to do this weekend? Boy.
The weekend won't come to my track, but I done been to yours three times.
Hey,
motherfucker.
Hey. I ain't stupid, motherfucker. I just look like this. I ain't coming out with no slick zone.
You
believe
stupid.
That?
You still
I ain't
stupid.
Coming out with no slick zone. I bet you that. You ain't gonna
Why
trick
you
me.
Why you the radio? Why
you
the radio?
Trick me. You ain't gonna trick me. Anywhere outside of Holly Springs, you my whoop boy. You my girl. I got you.
What do you want to learn about Austin? What do you want to learn about Austin, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, you come over and put this goddamn skirt on. That's what you come do. I got you, boy. You do what I tell you to do.
I tell you this right here.
You can't tell me shit. You can't tell me shit.
a weak motherfucker, boy.
You ain't no real racer.
I'm the ancient I see over here.
Like
I'm the bad one. You don't even ever see. I told you and I told you. I said, Nick, I said, if you lock me in for making, I'll come to your show. I'll lock you in for your show. But you wouldn't do it. You said, no, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. I told my old lady, I said, baby, you know what? I don't even want to go to making, but I'm going to make just to bring that bad motherfucker down now. I'm going down there to run that bad motherfucker. He said he's so goddamn bad, I'm going to get in that shootout.
I started getting
one at a time. One at a goddamn time.
I know, right? He said, he need to have my money. Next time I see his motherfucking ass, too. We motherfucking Melvin, we can't.
How you going to go from me to Melvin? We ain't talking about no Melvin. We talking about you. Don't be trying to get off you. You trying to put the shit on Melvin. We ain't talking about no Melvin. Or you no money. We talking about me and you.
Fuck you and DJ Grant.
You can't say that shit. But I tell you what, if y'all get in that shootout, fast.
I'm like DJ gonna be laughing at shit.
We ain't talking about no DJ laughing. Why the fuck you keep changing the subject, boy?
Man, go milk that.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. How it feel with me to lay my dick on your back? How that shit feel?
I'm my neck in the bed.
Oh, man.
I really thought you was a real stand-up gangster, man. You laughing at this weak motherfucker Cadillac Joe. I'm going to tell you, Cadillac Joe.
I ain't too weak. Hey, wait, slow down 1 second, man. Hey, look here. Now, I'm gonna tell you how a real player would do it. A real G do that, there, man. All you gotta do is accommodate him to him what time it is. He don't want this shit no more. He don't want that. You know what? Hey, Kelly Joe, that bitch would turn that shirt up high as go. He turned that bitch up high as go because he know he's fucking with this joint power over here. This joint power is gonna cut his motherfucking lights out.
Can I say one thing, man?
Hey, man, real talk, man. We all players, man, and that's the way I roll. Look here, Wit, won't you do this here, man? Stand up and get what he want, man, and see if he can handle it. That's all. Set him up.
He don't want no problem.
Every excuse in the world on how not to rent me, and that he done got them did this and he done did that. But I knew I won't get that bitch. I said, law, protect me on the road. Let me get to and from my destination safely. Let me draw that man's name and his shootout. If we draw his name in the shootout, I'm going to his ass. And goddamn it, I draw that number one. And he draw that shit four draw later.
Why you throw it up, motherfucker? Your partner says you throw it up, motherfucker.
My partner, I ain't got no partner. My two partners that were with me, you didn't see them say nothing about me throwing up. Get a woman, get them on the phone.
You throw it up like a motherfucker.
Ain't nobody said that shit. What I'm throwing up for?
Me and Thor trying to lock a race in. Shut the fuck up. What's up,
well, lock me in for sad, motherfucker. Lock me in for sad with your
fuck
bad ass. What do you want to do?
I tell you what, you weak motherfucker.
Lock me in with all three of them. Let me show you who the bad motherfucker out here. Let me beat on my chest. I'm King Kong, motherfucker.
Man, you want to wait for you having motherfucker? You better shut the fuck up.
What the fuck do you want to say?
I won't race your jank ass no more, but in Hot Springs.
You know not to. You know not
exactly,
to.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Fuck you too. God damn it.
Like I
God damn.
Woo, boy.
Oh,
boy,
man.
That boy is something else, boy. Ooh. Tight, tight, tight.
Man, I almost thought it was Tuesday night.
I don't mention his name and the same name as Quentin.
Hey, fella. Let's hold on for 1 second. Terry's trying to lock weekend, and he's trying to get his money back, so y'all go ahead, Terry.
Hey, what? You want to do 300 out of 1,000? It could, you know, be better.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Well, I don't know why Jay Bond let up, but Nick come on this show and fuck this show up, man.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah, what's up, Terry? Hold on for the long reason, y'all be quiet.
Hey, you want to do 300 or lock in 300 on 1,000 or better?
Yeah, that's cool, Terry. That's cool. 300 pounds.
Okay.
What kind of car is it?
It's the silver SVO. Small block.
All right, 28?
Yep. Hey, will either be on 28 or 275.
All right. Just locked. 8 mile pro tree flip a line.
400 pro
hey.
Tree, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, I don't mean to butt in on y'all, but he said title don't make no difference.
Man,
what
you
told
shut
me.
The fuck up while me and talking.
Yep, you know what you told me? You said a tie side don't make no motherfucking difference. When I told you I had a 28 and you got a 29, you said a tie side don't matter.
Hey, wait, hold up. Butt nigga, hold up. Let him get that raise locked in, please. Please.
I'm going to let him get locked in. I just want to catch that motherfucking a lot. He was a lot.
Yeah,
but
go
Nick,
ahead,
you got 2 hours. Better be yourself tomorrow. Fuck up the show. Let us do something.
All right, hey, there's luck here, man. Predator. Y'all want Junior or Predator?
Predator.
Oh, okay. Well, there's luck, man. There's luck.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Tier. But, nigga, I don't want to talk to you. Shut the fuck up. This is my show. I'm taking over the real thing.
Let me tell you something. You try to come to Terry real nice, but your motherfucking punk ass said the tie side don't make no difference. When I was trying to bring you to King Kong, you said tie side don't motherfucking matter, you motherfucking chump. That's what I thought you would, and I treated you like one, chump.
You say motherfucking Mike, Jay.
You can't do the motherfucking thing over here.
If you want me
to mic, I'm going
to
shut the whole show off.
Hey, you better mute that motherfucking mic.
You mute my motherfucking mic, I'm going to shut the whole damn show down. Bleed that.
Weak motherfucker. Good nigga.
Hey, Whit.
Hey,
Whit.
I've been getting a fake way for you. I say it weak ass.
Say what?
Hey, Whit. I've been getting fake way. Yeah, who want me?
Hey, Whit.
I'm going to go to you too, Cadillac. Acknowledge me right.
Say what?
Acknowledge me as Mr. Grudge Racer of the Year, sir.
Mr. Grudge Racer of the Year? What? Hey, wait, bag that up, man. Whoa. Stick this out. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm going to call you AGI. You a fake racer.
Man, you weak motherfucker. I may not catch you at any motherfucking trap in the motherfucking world. You weak motherfucker.
Hey, wait.
You probably got a 9-8, motherfucker. You ain't got no Cadillac. You got a 9-8, motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn Cadillac. You got a 98.
Hey, Whit, real talk,
what
right? You all right with me? You all right with me, boy? I like you, boy. You all right with me? You good.
But
it's one thing I want to say, man.
Let me ask you a question, Cadillac. You didn't get that Cadillac name from having a Cimarron Cadillac, did you?
No, I ain't never had nothing small like that, man.
Oh, okay.
Let me run this by you. Let me see if you know something about a Cadillac. Do you know what a stick of wood is?
Yeah,
you know what it is. I laid that stick of wood on that motherfucker back. He know what a stick of wood is. You know what it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Y'all is too much, boy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. He jacked it. He always come and land some on
the hell, man. Motherfucker, beat your ass. You got to talk to you beat your motherfucking ass.
Ain't gonna be able to do but that one goddamn way, motherfucker.
Hey, no, hey, let me tell you something.
Y'all young motherfucker fucking around out here don't take all that to do nothing. All that new shit y'all don't brought to the game. Y'all don't fuck the game, but y'all mill it in the game. That's what y'all do.
We wonder what you doing in the game.
That young boy get in, y'all fuck it up. Y'all be milling in the game. I don't know what the fuck y'all be doing. Y'all think y'all know something about the game? Y'all know shit about the game. Don't fall all those crazy-ass dips and crazy-ass locks and shit in the game. Don't fuck the game up. It do not take all that auger to raise no goddamn body. I get that 9 o'clock to load that bitch and go straight down the trailer.
It don't take all that.
When I got the trailer, I had been down the track, and then got straight in the motherfucking shootout. Show you what kind of man I am. Look, man, fuck all that, man. Fuck that.
We go lock in and race you, man. You want to do that race you just said, pay that $1,000 to do.
Send your money on over there.
Oh, man. I'm going to take my money to put it back in the morning for Type Man.
Show your bad ass, huh?
I ain't locking no five cars in and all that bullshit. I'm going to run you with your jank ass with this one car. And then I'm going to be done.
You better not bring down one of them bitches that sit like me. I got rid of motherfuckers that don't sit like me. I'm going to show you again that you ain't shit.
I got a motherfucker coming out there going to sit like you. Watch your three candy.
You got a motherfucker coming. You got two of them motherfuckers sitting on that.
You know what I'm going to tell you when I bring that new car come out? I'm going to tell you, climb your fuck ass on one of them.
Let me tell you something. You ain't the only motherfucker building on new car, boy.
And swing your head around one of them poles.
Let me rephrase that. Mark ain't the only somebody building on new car, boy. You ain't building shit.
Well, whatever you say. Whatever.
You heard what I said. Whatever my ass.
Yeah, okay.
You better get your job with BC because you the hype man.
Yeah. Show a little.
You got that
whatever
right.
Whatever you get through talking, we come out with this new car. Don't be talking about this and crying about this.
Let me tell you something. Y'all ain't the only one.
Climb your ass on
y'all
one of them poles. And get
y'all
down. That's all you can do.
Y'all ain't on the one. T-Man sitting on here right now waiting on you. He on 29. He waiting right on your ass.
I had you the money, didn't it? Okay.
You know what? I'm going to step out a little bit further.
When you play that guy
down.
Who you hand
the
money
to? What the name of that car you got, DJ? That can of what?
Candy Cane.
Bring Candy Cane. Say it to you, bad motherfucker. I'm gonna show you something.
Yeah. Hey,
what you want to do?
When you want that money, make it. Who had you that money?
Let me ask you something.
When you pay me,
when you bring
the
candy cane, let me show you something.
You
bring candy cane.
To?
Bring candy cane too. I'm gonna show you something, boy.
I promise you,
I would not be on 28 day week. I bet that motherfucker put goddamn three colleagues in between you alone. I bet y'all be on some 29s if you 31.
I don't give a fuck
you
what you on. You put that $1,000, but dude, I'm going to run you. Fuck what you
all
on.
All right. We're going to do that.
I hope you're on that promo. I'm going to
show your bad ass something. I'm going to level the playing field, and I'm going to show you what I really can do. You think I'm bad on 28, but I put these 29s on that motherfucker.
Ride on the pole. You don't scare me with nothing you got.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare you. I keep you coming back. But when I hear that bitching about this time, you ain't going to come back. I'm going to fuck you up right.
Man, come on, man. Come on, buddy, nigga, man.
You know
I say y'all been getting fake race of the year, man. Y'all, that goddamn tight man said,
when you hear a bitch in the mouth right the first time or the second time, they ain't coming back no more. This time I'm going to fuck
you
up.
You showed it hit me right.
I'm going to hit you right.
Tight man said it right. When you catch a bitch climbing on poles, don't fuck with them.
What the fuck ever? Don't hate, motherfucker. Participate. What you do, don't get mad.
I ain't climbing on no pole and shit. I ain't with all that.
What the hell ever? You trying to take it somewhere else? Hey,
hole
gotta eat too, homie.
No, I ain't climbing on no pole for now. I don't give a fuck how old shit.
Hole gotta eat too. Let me tell you something, boy. I got a name 20 years ago. I just showed that bitch something that she wanted to see. You can't do what I do. I'm the baddest motherfucker you ever want to see.
Let me tell you something.
You find a strip club over there in South Carolina, and what me I do you, boy? What that?
Man, I don't fuck around in no strip clubs and shit. I go to the racetrack. You catch me at the racetrack. I don't be in no strip clubs and shit.
What the hell ever? The red season over, you won't catch me in the club. I ain't gonna be got that race. Now I've been in the club, then. Believe that.
Why you get on the pole in the club? Why did you get on the pole in the club?
Hey,
tell me that.
I'll find out why I got on the pole in there.
So you said, cause goddamn it, they betted you $1,000, you wouldn't get on the pole.
I didn't say she bet me no $1,000.
Man, you're my motherfucker. Hey,
you got the pride wrong. You got the pride wrong. You got the concept right, but the pride wrong.
Now, why did you get on that pole for that money? Tell me that.
Why do you think I got on that pole for that money?
You must have been broke.
Say what?
You must have been broke or something to get on a pole for some money.
I'm broke now. I'm going to call Mike Martin and buy me some ties. So I'm going to the ring.
Guess what? Why don't you get to the track and get on the pole, man? I'm going to let you win all the races against me.
Hey, I don't put one pole on you already. What you want another one for?
What, the beat?
Lady bitch, slap across your goddamn back.
Hey. You get on the pole at the track, we're going to give you a free progressive, man.
I don't need no progressive. Y'all don't want to need that shit. They want, hey, you take that shit out of your car, you'll go fast.
Oh, shit. Hey, bud, nigga, I'm too fucking with you, man. I ain't got time to be fucking with you.
No, you can't fuck with me. That's what it is. You can't out talk to me, boy. Not tonight.
I ain't going to talk to you, bud, nigga. You the champ, bud, nigga. You got a city belt. You the bad. You got two gold races.
I might be got a goddamn city belt, motherfucker, but I got a goddamn national. I got a national champion ass in my pocket. Believe that.
Man, you won $600 off me. Well, I forgot to mention that. You won $600 off me. You got a city belt, and you got two gold races. You're a bad motherfucker.
Hey, and that city belt with 28 ties on. City belt
right.
With 20 ties.
Right. You beat me with some
29 and a half dollars.
You
with
got
some goddamn motherfucking backhand.
You
got a fitting on that motherfucker. You backhand motherfucker. I'm stopping spitting. Ain't you shame? Ain't you motherfucking shame?
Can I ask you?
Ain't you motherfucking shame?
Can I ask you your booty butt?
Ain't you goddamn shame?
Can I ask you
shame? Answer the question. Ain't you shame?
But I want to ask you a question. Is you going to run the Nemesis car? Is you going to run the Nemesis car?
Am I going to run the Nemesis car?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
How are you going to run the Nemesis car?
If he in the shootout, you got that right. If he in the 28th
motherfucking shootout, I'm coming
hey.
In the bitch.
That's why I ran you in. I ran you in the shootout, that motherfucker. That's the only way you wouldn't run me.
Coming in the motherfucking shootout. We motherfucker.
Ain't going to get in the shootout yet.
No, you're a nigga, motherfucker.
With your bad ass.
Well, you damn the motherfucker.
That's what I thought. I'm not going outside
oh,
with my clay. Weak fucker, now you see them. I'm trying to throw the Nemesis on me. You motherfucker, you.
I just asked if you going to run it. Motherfucker.
No, you want me to answer the question?
Right?
No. No, I'm not going to run it. Hell no.
DJ Grant didn't try to hook that up with his funny ass looking ass. With his funny looking ass.
Hey, listen, hey, shut up, Mr. What'd you say, Mr. Clean? What'd you say?
Mr. Clean.
What you had, you fake ass boat, Kojak, bald head Kojak motherfucker? What'd you say?
I said, you ain't trying to lock that race in, butt naked and
Nemesis. Butt naked and who?
Nemesis. Who you going to bet with? Butt naked and live action. Who you going to bet with?
Nobody, cause I'm not going to run.
You.
I'm on 28.
You weak. Both of your godmen.
I mean, they ain't not trying to run each other.
Wow. I'm going to ask you a question. Is you going to run in one of them?
For me?
Yeah.
Me and my nigga, run. Oh, y'all need to get y'all team together then. Y'all can be a team.
We got a team.
I'm gonna give you a hand with somebody else's car.
Hold on, say it again, Ty.
Yeah.
I'm going to add one with somebody else's car. I'm going to give you a whooping
car. All I can say is like this. If it's on 28,
fuck what you have.
I don't care who it is. It's goddamn Junior. I don't care what it is. If it's on 28.
Well, man, we better not catch you nowhere, man. With your
listen, man. You heard what I said, man. I can't say no more because I ain't running. I ain't got no offer.
I'm gonna make you put the wrong shit in your computer.
You're going to make me put my wrong shit in the computer. What thing about it?
I'm not going to put the wrong shit in the computer.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Well, you. I know you didn't. I know you're a weak ass.
Same thing we did to you. Listen, man. Like you said earlier, Boots 12 are some nice guys, but they ain't in my league, man. I'm going. They can leave me alone.
They're racing and you ain't. Shit.
That's right. You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
You say Boots 12 ain't in your league.
No, they not. I like them, but they not.
Huh? Well, Ty, we did pretty good this weekend, man.
All right.
I counted up pretty good.
Hey, boy, that's a good thing right there. That's a blessing.
We won 4 course races and got 2 lockers. Well, I still got to get one of them lockers. I'm counting, because I'm going to get it. But, yeah, it was pretty good.
What that total went up to on getting lockout money? Punk out money this year, boy. You up there now.
Hey, goddamn, boy. I ain't lying, boy. It looking good on lockup. Anybody want to lock in? Back, I wasn't going to lock in for Buck Naked. Wait till tomorrow. I'm going to hurry up and send type that money.
Hey, I hope you do, because your weak ass wouldn't lock in for making. You damn sure wouldn't. I specifically said. And tomorrow I'm playing a recorded session where I said, Wit, lock me in for making, and I turn around and lock you in for your show.
No, you did say that. What did I tell you? I had Big Low locked in, man. I wasn't going to lock those 2 races in.
You wasn't going to come to my show.
You going to pay the lockup, man. Come on, man. Be for real,
what
man.
What the fuck ever?
You gonna pay the lockup, man. I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you like this. I
if you would have locked me in. I got some 315s I was gonna put on that motherfucker just to come down now. But you wouldn't lock me in with.
Nobody on this phone but DJ Grant believe you.
I tell you what, at 6 a.m. in the morning, when I go to my shop, I snap that picture and send it to you.
Man, nobody on this phone believe you were coming to Hot Springs but DJ Grant.
But everybody knows he was with some damn solid joints,
and his brain, goddamn it, got fucked up when they were tighten them little bit of that curls up on his head. I said, what the hell they rub your heart with? Some motherfucking DJ Grant. That man heart was so good, man. Look at that curl. That's the only motherfucker believe anything but niggas said DJ Grant, man.
I don't believe it.
Hey, Pac-Man, you still on here? Pac-Man, you still here?
Yeah.
Tell them what that first issue in that magazine said when J-Bone printed out. I say what I mean,